The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What is that? Someone made a tape of something dying or something.
Turn that crap off! What's going on?
I want this music out of my head.
Hey, turn that off! Turn that off right now!
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Paul Perillo.
Shut up in here. I'm trying to sleep. One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Hey, stop yelling at me, okay?
And Andy. And Andy?
Hey, Ryder! Drive
me! Please be 18.
Andy Hart.
We were shellbacks together, Andy! You got payback coming!
Eric Scalavino.
During that time, we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars!
Yeah!
Who's retarded now?
For now, anyway.
My husband Gregory and I wish only for that which every other couple wishes for. To tame Komodo dragons in Sri Lanka.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I got a feeling it's going to be a great show.
Is that the legend of Ricky Bobby, by the way?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So. Right?
I've never seen that one.
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Ricky Bobby.
Eric's here. Darren, the intern's here. Kevin's in the booth. And Big Head's back. Andy Hart's back from the summer of Andy. Is the summer of Andy over now?
Yeah, I think so.
It is. You've had enough?
Yeah,
enough
much.
Of the family?
Pretty much, actually.
Camp begins 2 weeks from today, Fred.
It does.
What the hell happened to the offseason?
It's gone.
Yeah.
You know what happened? We were lulled into a false offseason by the strike, the lockout. So it was really, I mean, there was nothing going on. This year we had all the stuff again, the camps and the OTAs,
and
so
Bowl.
Everything and Super Bowl, and it all
right.
kind of gets squished,
yep.
and we forget how quickly it goes.
Oh boy!
All right, well,
so where do I begin?
We're here for 2 hours.
I need to talk about Americans
oh
playing English soccer. My thoughts on smoking. My estimation on how long it takes to get from San Diego to L.A.
What the hell are you monkeys doing?
Everyone has a different one.
Everyone has a different
even
opinion.
Those that live there,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, or some new permutation of the great debate.
So I take it that you've been catching up on the archives.
I read the email. No, I hadn't listened to anything.
Oh, you didn't
listen? I just go by emails and what I read and stuff.
Yeah, it's more fun to go by the emails because then you have to try to piece together what actually was.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. So, first of all,
can we start with some misinformation in our paper?
Well,
so
we had a bad headline. Did you see that?
No.
We misspelled something in the headline.
Someone's commentary. Who did commentary?
In commentary.
I can't let you monkeys be alone for
did you
one
do commentary
week.
Or was it
no. no, I think it was Paul. It's the first time in a while
we've
had
drafting? Or
drafting had like a D in it or something
it was
like that.
Drafting or something?
Yeah.
Well, wait, what are you laughing at behind there, idiot?
He thinks that's funny. Oh, my God.
I can't leave you guys alone for 5 minutes.
You'll be getting plenty of viewers today there.
But what I wanted to say is we have a spread on the construction here at Gillette where they're working on the weight room and the dining room.
Yeah.
And I just read that. I didn't really know much about it. I saw the photos. It's kind of cool. But in there it says the dining room is getting a fresh coat of paint and some new signs. The dining room is totally new.
Well, I had to take all of that out.
Oh, sorry. Well, I just walked by an open door and saw that it's totally new.
Yeah, like, we weren't supposed to know exactly what they were doing in the dining hall because some of it hasn't necessarily been okayed or may not happen as described to us.
I'm just saying all I saw was new walls.
The clock is kind of ticking, and it looks like they got a lot left to do.
I know. I don't know how they're going to do it, but that's the thing. So we were told a bunch of stuff that they're going to do in the dining hall. We put it in, and we had to take it out.
You know how they always say that weird things pop up to Super Bowl losers, making it difficult to return?
Yeah.
Having players not be able to eat would be one of those.
I don't think there's going to be any problem there.
Hungry players, literally hungry players in their belly, not good for winning.
Yeah. You know how they always get it done.
Well, they'll do something.
Yeah, they'll do double shifts or triple shifts or whatever, and they'll get it done.
And then it'll be over budget.
Over budget? Yeah, well.
Like there's a, there's a new carpet in the locker room for us to hold down, though.
Yeah.
Nice. I saw that photo.
I actually went over there yesterday, but they have the lockers for the slappies in there now, so it's covering
so it's
up
covered?
All the logos.
So the carpet's going to be ruined by the time we get to it.
So yeah. Disrespectful.
In the preseason, you know, they obviously people have seen the inside of the Patriots locker room. They have the walnut or mahogany lockers that line the walls.
Walnut. Rich
but,
mahogany.
But in the middle during the preseason, they put metal lockers because you've basically doubled your population. So you need those extra lockers. They take them out.
For what you just called the slappies.
Right.
Who end up starting for this team.
They take them out. Well, then they don't. Then they lose the title slappy at that point. But
so you're assumed a slappy until proven
right,
otherwise?
Okay. Of course. So they take those out once the season starts, but right now it kind of really...
It does make it hard.
Makes it look crowded.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very busy, a lot of players, media, it gets all bungled up.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're not in there very
much. Right, because all the access is out in the field during training camp.
Right.
So. Right. We'll only see that twice, right? The two home preseason games?
And sometimes right at the end of camp when it's still camp, but it's not really camp, and we're not in regular season mode.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's true.
Hey, if you guys had to just guess, what would you say, you know, because this is the time of polling, political, everyone's doing polls these days. If you had to take a poll of Patriots fans, do you think
Eric
that,
takes polls often.
Do you think that
I'm back, baby!
do you think most would say pay Welker or I'm okay with the franchise and keeping it the way
Ooh,
it is?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Okay.
I think they'd be okay, too.
I think so, too.
They're an emotional lot, and they have one certain play in their mind.
Well, I and that's not fair.
No, it isn't, but they are like that.
That's not fair, but I think
Nor is it fair for some 5'8 receiver from SMU to say, oh, yeah, I'd have caught that one.
I think
Did you see that?
Even if that had never happened, I think people are looking at this with a lack of emotion. They're looking at this like a GM, like, you know, as a business decision. And
well, what if you pose the question, would you rather have Welker or Hernandez extended?
Hernandez.
I would definitely say Hernandez.
They would go younger.
I think so, too, because of the upside.
Well, right? I think the biggest issue with Welker, part of what makes him so endearing is his everymanness. He's 5'8". He's the little white guy. You know, you could see him at the mall and not, you know, our mall test. Mm. With him, no one would pass a glance. He's replaceable. There's a million of those guys. If
well,
he were 6'6".
I'm not buying that either.
No, but it's part of it.
Yeah.
And people think if he were 6'5", you know, Megatron, this big, beastly, irreplaceable physical specimen,
right?
You'd have to keep him. But I think a lot of people say, we'll put Edelman out there.
Yeah.
We got another little white guy who can run around quickly and catch.
Yeah, because even when Moss was here, after, what was the year when his contract came up? Because he was 07, 8, 9. He had, a two-year deal?
No, he had a three. It was up over 07.
Yeah.
It ended at 07.
Oh, that's right. It was a one-year deal.
10.
Right. So even after that year, you know, he was old. He was getting old. He was already old at that point for wide receiver standards. And people were, at that time, were sort of like, oh, do you extend him? How much does he have left? This and that. Even after what he did in 07.
Well, I just think.
And he's the kind of beast that Andy's talking about where you see it.
We talked about this on Tuesday. I don't think it's fair. I really don't like it when people, just throw Edelman out there. Edelman's not going to do what Welker did. Those numbers will not be replaced one-to-one.
Maybe. Because I used that same argument from Troy Brown to Wes Welker.
No, look.
And he did it tenfold.
No, but
and I thought at the time, no one's going to make the key catches that Brown did and be the sure, and he was. He was every bit of that
from day one, basically.
But I will say that those numbers will be made up in other places. They won't be from the slot necessarily, but Brandon Lloyd and the emergence
don't forget
of perhaps
Gaffney
more running,
either.
More, a little bit more running game, you know, Jabari Gaffney perhaps. I think they'll make up those numbers in other places, but I want to give respect to Wes Welker where it's due. He's not going to be replaced one-to-one by anyone.
Well, first, I think you start with him is just being out there every week.
And by the way, he's still here, so in case people just tuned in, they didn't trade, you know.
Well, and from a news front, we are coming down to the wire on the possibility of getting an extension.
Right.
16,
July 16,
few more days.
4 days away.
Yeah. Right.
So this is a newsworthy item, and you would think for him to be traded, it would happen now. If that were at all a possibility, whoever would trade for him and give him an extension.
Right.
So
that's not happening.
You're getting to the point where it's going to be, when we get to the 16th, Welker is playing under the franchise tag this year. Deal with it if you're him. Mm-hmm. Deal with it if you're the team. Everybody just deal with it. But one thing I think you have to give him credit for is just flat out being out there every week.
Yep.
I think as a guy who catches 100 passes in the slot in a small frame, that's impressive to be able to get it. Julian Edelman can't do it.
Yep.
Aaron Hernandez can't do it. I mean, these guys have all had injuries. Welker's never really been injured aside from, you know, the ACL. Right. And even that, he came back immediately. Right. Not as good, but was out there.
Right.
So one, first and foremost is to catch 100 balls 5 years in a row, you have to be on the field 5 years in a row for essentially 16 games.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So there's a value in that. So even though people, he's not that big, he's not that fast, you know, his hands may not be perfect. Well, one thing he does is, he always shows up and
he's,
plays.
He's consistently productive. He's consistently productive.
So a lot of people can't do that.
And you know, so I don't like when people kind of dismiss Welker and, you know. And,
like calling him loose change like
well,
Paul does?
Well, whatever. You know, I don't like that. And I also think that Welker gets hurt by being in such a potent offense where, yes, you can actually say we can afford to lose a guy like that. You know, because of all the other things that
if he were the only option, his leverage would be greater.
But I just want to be careful about diminishing what he's done and disrespecting him because he is truly unique. And I think that he's been amazing in, you know, over his time here. And I don't
think it's fair to say
caught
four touchdowns. You know, when you said, what did he catch? Four touchdowns.
I don't think it's fair to say, you know, oh, they do need Welker.
Sure.
They
know,
do.
And
he's also going to be hurt by the fact that he wants to play and he wants to play here. And as he would say, he's a good little foot soldier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to be. He's always said, you know, my contract will take care of it. So he's done it all, quote unquote, the right way. But right is relative. Right for who?
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Are you going to be surprised if he's not extended by Monday?
No.
Heck no.
No, I'm not going to be.
I think there's slim and none chance that happens.
Are you going to be disappointed if he's not extended by Monday?
Yes.
On what level? Business level or like emotional fan
emotional
level?
Emotional fan level.
I would agree with that.
I think the guy has, you know, you just want to see guys that have contributed to your success be rewarded and keep them in the family.
I'm all for that on the emotional fan level. But on the smart business level,
exactly.
I think the franchise tag is the only way
That's
to go.
That's why I won't be disappointed.
Right.
Because business-wise, you can't give in to what they might be asking for, and we don't know for sure. But you can't overpay. You just can't. You know, you just paid Gronkowski. You're going to have to pay Hernandez if you want to keep him.
I think so.
And you want to do that sooner than later before he has more leverage than you do.
Yeah. You just paid Mayo.
Right.
You just paid Mayo.
$50
million. Right. Yeah. So you can only do so many things, but you want to keep that core together. And will Welker be that core in the next few years? Probably not.
And the other issue that isn't on the horizon yet, but Brady is always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
If you're doing, you know, 4-year type deals, 3-year type deal, well, once you're into them, you're kind of already looking at the next one. And if Breeze wins out and it goes to, you know, $21 million is the going rate for a quarterback. Well, Brady's at what, 17 and change now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a $4 million bump on a cap that isn't going up, supposedly. So Brady is kind of always going to be hovering over you to make sure you have, if he wants to keep playing and you want to keep him, that you have the resources to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So all those things have to be taken into account. That's why I wouldn't be surprised if they don't extend them, but I'll be disappointed because I like the guy and I want to keep him a Patriot.
And that's said.
And I want him to be happy.
So that's probably the sentiment. That's probably the majority sentiment out
there.
Yes,
I would think. And with all that said, he's going to show up and play in 15 or 16 games and catch somewhere between 85 and 115 passes, and we'll be fine.
Okay.
For this year, yeah.
Yeah,
and then deal with it all over again,
and then we'll be fine after that.
Anyone watch the ESPYs last night?
No,
hell no.
I watched the first half or so, and Gronkowski was up for two awards.
Did he have clothes on?
Yes, he did.
Good, good.
But he didn't win
either. Suit. Nobody wants to see the Gronk spike, if you know what I'm saying.
He was up for breakout player, and he was up against Jeremy Lin,
who won,
and
right.
A couple other people. The guy from Kentucky, the center. What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
How come we don't know his name? What?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Unibrow.
And Jeremy Lin won the breakout player. Which
that's true. I mean, that's how it should be. He was the biggest breakout.
Right.
I mean, the guy goes from cut
to
the same team wanting to sign him to a $30 million contract as a free agent in however many months.
Yeah.
He was the ultimate. The problem is he could be a flash in the pan. And you could look back on that and say, remember when Jeremy Lin broke out?
Right.
Whereas Gronkowski's just great.
And then I think he was up for best overall NFL player, I think it was, and he didn't get that.
Yeah. No.
Who won that? Was it
Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
which is.
You're right. Yeah. Which, okay. I can live with that.
I get back to my argument. It's with him. It's the same.
But they should make a special award for him.
Well, it's what we did on the thing where we, on the debate Friday, best at his position. And to me, Gronkowski is kind of like the Jerry Rice right now. He's by far the best at his position. Whereas Brady, Breeze, and Rodgers are all in the conversation at quarterback.
Right.
To me, there is no one else at tight end who compares to Rob Gronkowski after last season, the season he put in.
Yeah.
So to me, he is the most special, unique, whatever. But quarterback is always going to get the nod. The best quarterback's going to be the best player.
The host had a good line about Gronkowski. He said, you know, you got in a little hot water for posing with a porn star, B.B. Jones. He goes, in my mind, you're a hero. I mean, that's what everybody wants to be. I think he said the only thing missing from that picture was an astronaut and an American flag. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't get it. A moon?
Like he was...
Like men all want to be where Gronkowski is. An astronaut is an American hero.
Okay. I thought he was making some sort of joke about
the moon, landing the moon,
stepping
dummies. Foot on the moon,
oh, for
or
God's sake.
Plant. Well, we've said that all along. Gronkowski is a unique superstar in that the whole thing: men want to be him, and women want to be with him.
Right?
Because I'm not sure Brady has that men want to be him all the time mold.
He did.
Every time he does one of these froofy fancy things, men go, "Yeah, I'm not really."
Well,
into
I think
that.
It early, like in the 03, 04 range, I think that
before
was the
he
case.
Gated up a little bit before he metroed.
I think that's, yeah, and it's changed since he got
although
married.
He's kind of going back the other way. He's got the hair now again, and he's doing these commercials that are funny, edgy, man of the people. He's kind of, I think that has swung back the other way. He's coming a little bit back to reality, which is weird that, you know, since he's married a supermodel and built a 25 million square foot mansion, maybe he's coming back to a little more man of the people, a little more in touch with his fans.
I think it's good advice if someone's giving it to him.
My guess is it's Giselle. All these new commercials, I bet you she said, you're leaving how much money on the table? Get your ass down there and shoot that commercial. Because she's a businessman.
He did the CVS thing for free.
No, I know,
apparently.
But it's tied in.
Apparently.
For the candy?
Yeah.
Really? But he's tied into the company.
Yeah.
He's
friends with the guy.
What is it? The Unnaked? Or,
Unreal.
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 So he's probably, does he have stock in it or something?
My guess is yes.
Probably.
Just like in Under Armour.
Yeah,
he's getting paid, and she is, I think, leading the way in this.
You think so?
Yes.
I think he's smart, too.
Oh, I think he is, too, but I think he had a unique view of what he should be and the standards. I think she's kind of brought about, just make some money. Just make as much money as you can right now.
But, cash in.
Right.
Yeah.
They have more money than they ever need.
They all do, but none of them are happy with it.
That's how they keep...
Those two in particular have more money than they will ever need.
But you can say that about anybody. Alex Rodriguez, why does he need to do a commercial? He's got $500 million from his contracts, and, you know, that's what they do. The rich get richer, and we stay po.
I do like his new look, though. I think it's more of the...
It's normal.
The American hero boy look.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just it's normal looking.
Maybe they can win Super Bowls again.
Normal to you. I mean, come on.
Well, it's not normal to him. Normal to him is that bald head.
It's unfortunate, but true.
No, I think there's no such thing as normal, but I think it's that clean-cut American look.
Well,
right. That's that's how most people wear their hair. Most most normal guys wear their hair that way.
I don't know about the normal part.
Right, exactly.
But every day. I don't mean normal as in like you're weird if you don't. But I mean, the majority. The majority of people.
All right. I'm not saying normal and abnormal.
Yeah, exactly. Not using it in that term.
Darren doesn't wear his hair that way. And I would say that he's
but it's not far from that. Yeah, exactly.
He's not abnormal.
No.
I just met him. I don't think you're abnormal. I do.
I do, too.
You do?
Yeah. It's not good to look this way.
But it's not abnormal.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. There's millions of bald men.
I know, but that's...
With big noses.
If you have a choice, if you have a choice,
going,
don't choose,
that
don't choose
frame.
This one. Yeah. Don't choose this look if you have the option.
But that doesn't make it abnormal. I mean, just because it's a little bit off of perfection doesn't mean it's abnormal.
But what is perfection? I mean, we're getting too philosophical here, but, you know, there is no such thing as
perfection.
Would
you rather debate how far San Diego is from LA? I don't understand how you guys debated a fact.
Well, because I think without traffic, if you were in your car, it would take you 2 hours to get there.
As the crow flies.
Right. But
how many miles is it from LA to San Diego?
It's not the mileage we're talking about. We're talking about the hours. This is by far the dumbest thing you guys have ever debated.
But
it's a fact. However far apart they are is how far apart they are.
Right.
Right. But it takes you longer to get there than it would in most cases.
Well, if I'm riding a bike, it takes a, you know, maybe a whole day or.
But nobody goes there riding their bike.
If I surf.
If you take the normal mode of transportation.
What's normal?
Right.
Bleeping monkeys.
It's just how far away is it? Period.
I know people don't
distance
like us.
Distance-wise, that won't change.
Right, exactly. And then you could choose on how you want to get there.
God.
Take a helicopter.
No, most people drive.
Drive.
Yeah. That's the normal way to get there.
You should be talking about driving, and you should be talking about, if I drove there 100 times,
what's the
on
average
how right. long does it take me? 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours, and that's all the answer is. There's not.
It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Is that really what it ended up being?
No, it's more than that.
It's more than that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because just on a perfect day, it's 2 hours.
In terms of breaking news, the free report came out today.
Yeah.
Just in case. I know we don't want to get into it, but again, with our Bill O'Brien ties, we kind of are tied into Penn State and dropped the hammer on Penn State and everybody and basically said they covered up everything. Joe Pa covered up everything. They're all bad people.
And assuming that report findings are true, raise your hand if you were not surprised by any of it.
Oh, I'm not surprised. No.
We kind of all knew this before the report came out. They've been telling us
about
these emails that they found and all this.
They wanted to come out and then Joe said not to.
Right.
Well, because you had in the immediate aftermath of the story breaking, you had all of the Penn State family. Yeah, exactly. Saying, "Oh, we love Joe and don't blame Joe and all this stuff." What
blame
you gotta have to separate the emotion from the fact.
Yeah, and I don't know who tweeted it out today, but they said, you know, what a statement it would make if today they took down that statue. And I think they should. I think without any hesitation, that statue should come down to send a message. This was a mistake, and it will never, ever, ever happen again.
Right.
You know, I think they need to do that. Enough of this, you know, because of an action that this guy did not take, I don't know how many kids had their lives taken from them.
And it's not just
you want to call it murder? They had their lives taken from them.
And he broke laws.
Yeah.
It's not just like he made a choice. He broke laws. There were systems in place, files in place, laws in place, and he didn't follow any of them.
My program was more important than these kids.
It's the old stupid line. God complex, I am God.
Take down the statue now.
Take down that
wall. There's no other... There's no way to, like, there's no gray area there.
The next shoe to fall is we find out he killed himself somehow.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that this hastened his demise.
No, I think flat out either he took some drugs to quicken it or he refused treatments to quicken it or we're going to find
out he
offed himself.
I mean, fine, but that does not diminish what happened.
Oh, no. You know me. Man. I'm all for knocking down everything. I mean, you can't knock down the stadium, but the shower, the statue, knock it all down, start fresh. I truly believe, I'm sure there are hundreds and millions of good Penn State people. Rebuild on that, the goodness of your people and not the black eye of your program.
There can be no hesitation in these cases, especially at the time where it's first found out.
Mm-hmm. And I think Penn State is going down the road of opening it all up and taking it all at once. We effed up. You know, the people that are gone are either gone or going to be charged because, you know, people were speculating, oh, this report was paid for by Penn State, so how critical is it going to? Well, it was very critical.
It was extremely critical.
I think they
critical.
Just are saying, let's just take all our lumps at once and try to start
get
over.
Get it over with.
Rebuild.
Yep.
Cleanse.
I heard
rebuild.
That the same people doing this report are the ones doing the bounty case report for the Saints.
Really?
Yeah. So.
They got their hands full this year, huh?
Yeah.
They're making good coin, I bet.
I think it was Rich Eisen that tweeted that out. So, that's interesting. All right, what else have we got?
Today is the NFL supplemental draft.
Okay. Anyone we're keeping our eye on here?
Well, reportedly they went down to the workout of the guy who's projected to be the star pick, if you will, Josh Gordon, wide receiver from Baylor.
Baylor.
Big kid. Very big kid.
And why wasn't he in the regular
draft? I think he had a problem with Baylor and either tried to transfer to Utah and that didn't work out and then was going to try to transfer to Houston, I think. And
so he's a junior.
And they told him you would have had to sit out the year, so he was given a waiver to go into the supplemental draft. But he's kind of gone from nobody's ever heard of him to he could be a first or second round pick used on him. So that's pretty amazing.
And then Albert Breer had the overhyped is becoming the phrase for him with GMs and scouts.
But the Patriots reportedly went down to the workout, so that's just something to...
I'd be stunned.
Yeah, and it's this afternoon, I guess, so we'll know soon enough.
Okay. Let's see. Shivaram from Dalton writes in. He says, before Eric gets excited again, I want to clarify that I am not from Sri Lanka. I'm just on vacation there. I'm actually from Dalton. That being said, welcome intern from Williams College, whose name I forget. You said that you couldn't find much to do in the Berkshire County outside of the campus. Have you tried Chameleons? It's the hottest and only club in Berkshire County.
Hottest and only.
It's near Tio's, which sells the best hot dogs in town. North Adams is not a safe place. I've attached a map that you may find helpful. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
North Adams is not a safe place? Is that what he said?
I don't know.
I would agree with that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
there's nobody out there. How is it not safe?
Nah. There's some sketches.
So people are out there are not safe.
Right.
Mountain men?
Chameleons.
So, Chameleons, have you heard of it?
I'll have to try it. No.
Wow.
The hottest and only.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to be a senior. You've been there for 3 full years now, and you don't even know where the only nightclub in town is?
Never heard of it.
Wow.
Well kept secret.
It's a student athlete.
Chameleons. It keeps itself hidden.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't.
Maybe I will continue the summer, Vandy. What's going over on in the ESPN studios?
I don't know why.
Well, Drew, who's usually a producer, is now sitting at the mic, and some guy I'd never seen before.
Well, Adam's not there.
Yeah, since they're getting canceled, they just figured the hell with it, and they let.
Great. Did you know that that was announced yet?
No.
Okay, but you just broke it.
Whatever. More spoiler alerts from Kevin the Idiot.
Unbelievable.
Well, they're done in like...
I mean, 2 shows in a row.
Yeah, but I don't
know
if that's been announced.
They're done in like 2 weeks.
Ay, ay, ay.
People are going to figure it out.
Oh, my. Yeah, after.
Yeah, you just announced.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you this week?
Well, Andy, you heard what he did.
Well, I didn't tell him what the spoiler was.
I don't
want
to know
because I might want to see it, and I don't want to know what ruined it. But I know people aren't happy.
No.
And typical him, he can't apologize.
And then
and
he
say,
doubled
sorry,
down and called everyone an idiot.
Right. That's him, though. Right. He keeps digging the hole rather than just saying, I'm sorry, I screwed up.
Yeah.
It's never his fault. He's never wrong.
But I'm not sorry, Andy.
Of course you're not because you're an a-hole and an idiot. Why would you ruin a movie in the first month? I mean, in the first week.
Right.
Because if you really want to see it that bad, you go see it like the first 3 or 4 days it comes out.
So why the movie's
no,
so much
wrong.
Money in week
that's
two and week
wrong.
Three and week
there are
four.
Some people like me who like to prefer to watch it on demand.
Wrong, telling me
it's
wrong.
Different than
you
if
are
saying,
wrong. You're an idiot.
Oh, in the movie Jaws, they kill the shark at the end. Okay, well, it's been out for a while. You can
yeah,
do that,
it's been out for 30 years.
Exactly.
By the way, did you not send me lunch for this poor guy over here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to get it. Is he in the email system? I'll just include
him. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Did they set up your computer yet, Darren?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
So it's DarrenH@patriots.com.
What's the H stand for?
So everyone now can email
Hartwell.
I'll add you to the list, buddy. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were coming
in. It's all good.
He's trying to get in people's good graces now after he's effed up 2 shows in a row.
We all hate him, so the only person here he could possibly have as an ally is him.
Brett writes in from Leominster. He says, while waiting for the Thursday podcast, I listened to a lesser football podcast. They were talking about Drew Brees' contract. I'm pretty sure I know how you will answer this, but really curious about your question to the follow-up question. Do you think there is any chance that the Saints and Brees have roughly worked things out and could sign a contract soon, but want to distract from the Saints scandals and are having him play up the contract thing to push the scandal story out of the news?
I do not think that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If anything, they want a nice, positive, good story of, woohoo, we got our franchise quarterback,
exactly.
We're ready to roll. You know, scandal be damned, we're charging ahead, we're going to host the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get that all when the quarterback's
not
there.
And he asked, you know, he's curious, do you think things like that ever happen, if you know of any examples in recent years of where? I think people do, particularly with timing. They time things like that to come out at the right time.
But it's not just timing in this case. They're saying that there's purposely
they'd be withholding
misleading
yeah.
what's going on, because according to Brees, it's
no, if
right,
anything,
contentious.
If they had that news, they'd want to get it out right away.
Yeah.
Plus, they'd be taking it like a Eugene Wilson-like step further. He filed litigation and forced a ruling on the franchise tag thing that if everything was happy-go-lucky, why would he do that?
Exactly.
And it was interesting. Drew Brees won an award. I think it was for biggest – accomplishment or game breaker, you know, because of his breaking Marino. So he won an award, and he came up there, and it was really interesting. You know, he made it, he made a point to show everybody that he knew the name, not just the name, but the nickname of everybody in that building, right down to the equipment managers and the guys that take care of the locker room. And he named them all by name. And it was almost like, you know, I'm one of you guys, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm against management. It was just kind of odd that.
Well, he's always tried to, again, be a man of the people and charity yes. in New Orleans. But it gets harder to do that when you're turning down $19 million exactly. and saying I want 20.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, that's so he's smart. He's yeah. no dummy.
Yeah.
I think his PR has taken a hit in this whole year-long process. I think he's not yeah. and he made he had to apologize for some comments he made.
I don't know.
He compared his situation to something
important. Right. Yeah.
So he needs to do a little rehab to his image if and when this all gets settled.
Also, Brett says I'd want to add that LePan really adds a lot to the show. Oh, my nose is itchy.
You about to sneeze?
Yeah, but I won't.
Okay.
I'll hold it back.
You can't hold in a sneeze if it's coming.
He doesn't hold in his burps. I don't know why he
says,
doesn't sneeze.
LePan really adds a lot to the show. I'm glad he's on. Also, I think you should bring back Ray Ray more shows, although I got to tell you, I had an idea of what I thought she looked like, and then she made the offer to Eric, and my mental image was downgraded a lot. So,
it shouldn't. Keep the mental image where it was.
I had another dream.
On her chest.
This is how bad my dreams are.
Now. You had another one?
I had a dream last night that I was at work and we were having trouble sending out a bulk mail.
You need to stop with the work dreams.
This
really?
Is how mundane...
He had one on Tuesday that was elaborate with conversations taking place between multiple people.
No, but
people.
This was a dream. I was working with the media, like people like Chris Price and Tom Curran. And on their behalf, we were sending out mailing so that they could subscribe to something. I don't know what it wasn't PFW. It was something.
That's good.
And it was 86.
God forbid we promote PFW. No one else
does.
It was
$86 a subscription.
Holy.
So we were paying for all these. And not only were we paying for it for them, we were filling out all the subscription cards on their behalf and mailing it for them. So I'm doing this and I'm trying to get the info from each guy. And each guy, even though like they work for like CSN, they all had some holding company that they had to have it sent to.
You're so unbelievable.
Like, it was like none of them were the name of the company that they work for. So it was very complicated. I'm going through all this process and filling it out, and then I had to postage it. And then Chris Price says, well, make sure that you Xerox, you know, all the subscription cards and the postage so that we know that you sent it. We have record that you sent them. And at that point, I just handed it to say, here it is. There's the copy machine. Go make your own copy, and you can go mail it.
Andy, I'm getting the sneaking suspicion that Fred is a little overworked these days. He's having far too many dreams about work,
in which
he gets mad at the end. Because his dream on Tuesday, he got mad at the end and threw his hands up and walked out of a meeting.
That's true. You're right.
I also think you have some issues with the media, the outside media, and how maybe we treat them around here. Seems like a Paul Perillo type feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. Mm-hmm. Could be.
But there's some pent up.
You're right.
Yeah.
Both those dreams ended up in frustration.
Yes.
Do you have like old fruit in that lunch bag of yours, Eric?
There might be.
I have like fruit flies flying all over the place.
It's the time of year.
The hell's going on?
I have a quick dream that you guys are all going to say I'm gay. But my quick dream was I opened the dishwasher.
Nothing to do with the dream.
To empty it because it was clean. And there was one of those huge bottles of BJ's pickles in it with the top off. And I'm like, oh, there's the bottle of pickles is ruined. And who put the bottle of pickles in the and I was just ranting about a bottle of pickles.
Of course,
they're
BJ's pickles.
That's true.
Let's see.
Are you fascinated both with
BJ's and pickles?
You mentioned this guy, Gordon, out of Baylor, who was
yes.
a supplemental draft stripper, says he stinks. He had 10
of course, he didn't go to OU.
He had 10 catches for 100 yards in his last four games in which he faces OU, Oklahoma State, A&M, and Texas. He had good stats for his bad teams prior to that. Well, 10-4 for 100 yards. I don't know.
In four
That's
games?
Four games.
In four games.
Yeah.
Not per game.
It's 25 yards a game.
I understand.
That's irrelevant.
Do you have more than that at Williams?
Yeah.
What's the average per catch?
Average per catch?
I bet it's not that high.
We were asking him all these stats the other day, and he claimed he didn't know them either, and Fred wasn't buying it.
No.
Everybody knows their stats in sports.
Well, I'm not sure he would know his average per catch.
Yeah,
well,
yards.
Per game, I'm sorry. Then,
I had about
game.
700 yards in eight games.
In eight games?
I don't know how many catches.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But
And by the way, Strippers also sends us a chart for the crime rate in North Adams, in case
you're interested. Yeah, oh my God. Did he really?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
People looking out for me.
Taz in Toronto writes in. He says, I'm finally going to be visiting Boston. Was hoping to come during the July 28th public training camp session, mentioned already by Patriots, but can only make it the weekend after. Will there be any public training camp sessions between August 3rd and 6th? I know I'm missing the joint practice with the Saints. And if there is not any public training camp sessions, what else besides Patriot Place would you recommend for a big Patriot fan? I'm really hoping to see Tom Brady and the team somehow.
The Freedom Trail?
No.
Well, you go to the Hall for sure, right?
That's Patriot Place. That's
okay.
But he should see a practice, right? If he's going to be here for the weekend. We have a Thursday night game.
The joint practice
is on
the 8th.
Yeah, but usually the second weekend, there's one day off in the second weekend, usually.
No, but if we have, it's a Thursday game, right? He's coming after
ninth.
The game.
The game is on the 9th. There's a walkthrough practice with the Saints on the 8th. There's a joint practice on the 7th.
Right.
And he's coming between the 3rd and the 6th. So, so somewhere in there will definitely be a practice.
Yeah, there should be at least one.
There will definitely be a practice. Yeah. You know.
So he'll be fine. He'll see his boy, Tom Brady, and everybody out on the field.
Yep.
Assuming he hasn't gotten hurt by then.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0003.
Or he doesn't have a commercial shoot that gets in the way.
Is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Ed writes in. He says the shows so far this offseason have been horrible.
It's because I haven't been here.
He says, no disrespect, but it's about the Patriots, but you guys seem to talk more about yourselves than anything that has to do with the Patriots or the NFL.
No, you've got it wrong. It's about us, and we talk about the Patriots occasionally.
Here are a few topics. One, why not ask real players why they didn't fight for guaranteed contracts, arbitration for discipline, and teams being able to franchise player more than twice in the same team? And who cares of what's better, 19-0, never winning another championship? Can we challenge Belichick on the reason we haven't won another championship? Is it because we don't have a defense? Trust me, ask Don Shula and Dan Marino. So Ed's miserable.
This guy's got to be in his bonnet.
Man.
He's an old curmudgeon,
right?
Clearly. Hard ass.
Right.
Big balls until he gets up to the point, and then he wouldn't say a damn thing to Belichick.
Right.
But more importantly, most of the players have no idea. They have no idea what's going on in those negotiations. It's sad. You may think it's sad or ignorant, whatever you want to call it. But the bulk of those decisions are being made by the executive council and a few of the reps. And you're right. They probably should have been more aware.
A handful of the players on that executive committee.
If we, you know, of the 90 players, if we asked 85 of them right now about those issues, they'd have
no idea. I don't know. I just leave it up to my
player Light
rep.
Would have. Mm-hmm. Brady would have.
Yes.
And then some of the other veteran, you know, Brian Waters,
guys
Logan
who
Mankins,
are clued in, care about those
guys
things.
Who care, have been involved. But the bulk of them, if you ask, I don't know, I'm just trying to think of some random player. If you ask Jabari Gaffney,
well, all those things were on the table, but there were a lot of trade-offs. And some things were taken off to get other things,
right?
And most of that was money, you know. So,
and a lot of those guys trust that their representatives are going to do for them what.
Like we all do.
Yeah.
None of us knows what's going on in Washington, really.
Yeah.
We trust the people we elect to make good decisions.
I don't really trust them.
Well, I don't either, but in theory, that's how it works, and that's how the players work. And that's how we end up with deficits and bad deals. And
look, it sounds like Ed doesn't like the fact that they don't have a better arbitration system and that Goodell is too much judge and jury, but I think it's good for the league. I think it makes – he can act faster. You know, he can, you know, take control of a situation better and not have to worry about – oh, you know, whatever I do is going to be.
I don't think the players got royally screwed in this deal.
I don't either.
Honestly.
I think both sides gave up some and got a little.
And,
you know,
especially if from a coach's perspective, I'm sure Belichick must hate the new way the practice schedules and the offseason training and all that stuff. The players won huge in that department, I think. They hardly have to work out at all or do anything really strenuous.
It really has streamlined the offseason. When you think about it, there's less gray area
Far
in
less.
The offseason.
Oh, God, yeah.
And during the season with the padded practices
during the season,
and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gotten closer to some college restrictions.
Yeah,
but the players
The players love
physically.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Their physical toll has been reduced.
Yeah. Yep.
The thing you said about Goodell having kind of judge and jury, I agree in theory that I think that's pretty good for the league. I think it's good to have somebody come down decisively, quickly. I'm not always sure he does a good job with it.
Well, yeah. Now,
To talk a little bit.
Yeah.
And he also, in some of these scandals, seems like he acts too quickly before maybe he has all the information. And in theory, I like it. In his practice, I'm lukewarm.
Alexandre, it's really Alexander.
Yeah,
from Brazil. Right off the bat, Kevin being an a-hole was amazing. Mr. Hart's got to learn a thing or two from him. Being a douchebag can be classy. Every Tuesday now we shall have Kevin's movie spoiler of the week. And yes, I saw Ted after Kev's spoiler, and it really does ruin the movie. Well done,
yeah,
mate.
No kidding.
Well done.
Something? Stop talking. I don't want to know.
I know, but it was such a major point that he revealed that it couldn't possibly not affect the movie.
Is this like I See Dead People, that big of a deal?
No.
If you knew that.
It's a comedy.
No, but
no.
It's...
No, but if it ruins the movie...
No, but it,
no.
I think it, now when you go in, knowing what some people already know, it would
Is
really
Is he not
affect,
really there?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to ruin it for you. I'm not going to be Kevin. Andy, I'm not going to ruin it for
it.
You. No, but it's already ruined for me.
On the side note, I read this article about how Ted is like saving the movie summer. It's a surprise hit, and it's like bumped everything up after some flops, and because it's the rare, there's not too many R-rated comedies that make big money. And
yeah, well, that's changing now.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they've had but this is the highest ever, I believe, or something for.
Certainly the opening. It was the highest.
Yeah. Because, like, The Hangover 2 did well, or a couple of those, but this.
Bridesmaids did well. I think that was rated R. Yeah.
Well, that rode The Hangover.
Yeah, but it was still very
coattails.
Funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Funny moments.
Funny moments.
You would like Ted. You'll like Ted.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that. It seems pretty funny.
Yeah, there's some really, really funny moments in it.
Raunchy, too, right?
Yeah, not as raunchy as people say it is. I don't think, but
like,
just
if you
just
like Family cool. Guy.
What?
So if you like Family,
yeah, it's a lot of Family Guy type of humor.
Right.
Yep. Alexander also says the whole debate over 19-0 versus 20 competitive seasons and who would you rather be, Super Bowl ring or Hall of Famer, is such a waste of time. The question should be, what would you rather be, a New England Patriot, a greatest football team to ever walk the earth, or any other lesser team? We are the Patriots. It really doesn't get any better than that. At least this is what I keep telling myself since Super Bowl 36. Enjoy, guys.
Oh, great. You've become the Raiders, the team of the decades.
Just win, baby.
Shouldn't championships be in there? Some because they've won a lot, just not championships. We need a little cat. That's what we should do for a team. Just win, baby, with a little carrot that says championships.
The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. And Eldridge in North Carolina is on the line. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Have you seen Ted?
Off season with training camp now.
You sound a little down. Let's go. Bring a little energy. Crank it up.
A little down is I clicked on my computer. I can't hear.
You can't hear us?
I don't know if, because I just got out of the shop. I'm download the Flash Player and the Real Player so I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
Well, Real Player won't do it. You don't need Real Player anymore, right?
I didn't even know it existed anymore.
Yeah, you don't need any of that stuff anymore, Eldridge. You just go to our site and just start listening. What?
That's why I clicked on web radio at Patriots.com.
Patriots.com, right.
Yeah, I thought it was a black screen.
But you don't need Real Player. Just... What happens when you click on you get a black screen?
Welcome to TechSW
Customer Service.
Okay,
I got to
for instructional purposes, this call may be recorded.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I heard y'all a little bit. I think Odell has a little bit too much power, and he reacts before thinking sometimes on some player issues. And I also agree with y'all when you said that the players won huge by less practicing, less pads, and I think that hurt the league a little bit more because you don't get physical fit. Now, I know it's a toll on the body and everything, but you don't practice hard, you don't hit hard. Sometimes in games, you're soft.
We'll see. I mean, this is like the second year that's been implemented, and we'll see in the next 5-6 years if injuries go up because guys aren't, like, game ready, that, you know.
But it's an even playing field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all on the same playing field. You're all following the same rules, and there's no saying you can't be in shape.
No, but he's not talking about physical fitness. He's talking about football ready.
Yeah, football ready. Running, you know.
I don't think – I am not a big believer that you get that much better because you hit on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you have to hit. Don't get me wrong. You have to hit sometimes. Yeah. But at that level, at that age, at that, you know, wear and tear in your bodies, I think hitting is a little over – I think it's as much psychological as anything else. If you have mature players – I don't think they need to hit. I think some players need to hit to stay
into
it.
Yeah, but how many times do we hear, and we've heard it here on this team, like, oh, that goal line practice that we did on Thursday or Friday really, really got us, you know, ready for this game, you know? Like, we, you know, it doesn't get any harder than our practice. So when we get to a game,
but you know
we're
what?
Ready.
Even nowadays.
You know, you practice like you play.
But you know what, Fred? Nowadays, even the goal line practices that we've seen in training camp.
Oh, they're much different.
Aren't goal line practices like they used to be.
Oh, my God. When Ted Johnson used to be here.
It was full speed.
It was like those mountain goats, like, you know, colliding.
And I'm not saying that.
Sam Gash and Ted Johnson.
Right. Yeah.
It was great.
And for the health and safety of the players, I'm not saying they should, you know, necessarily go back to those days because of, you know, obviously you mentioned Ted Johnson and what happened to him, unfortunately. But it's completely different. I mean, training camp from even 10 years ago isn't the same as it is today, where even when they're in full pads, there's hardly ever full contact hitting.
Yeah. No one's really going to the ground a lot.
Well,
no.
Sundays are completely different. The hitting that's allowed on Sundays and the different things. So it's... We're in a transformation here of old school NFL to new school NFL, but I
don't like the new school too much because I see a lot of arm tackling, a lot of reach.
Well, that's a different argument though, Eldridge, and that's one that I've been on for a while. They need to learn how to tackle.
Well, there's an evolution going on that we're going to get back to, you know, form tackling, and if you do it right, you can hit every bit as hard
as
the cheap shot
and eliminate the dangerousness of the game, the injury factor.
Well, lessen, not
lessen
eliminate.
It.
Not eliminate, right, but it's significantly reduced.
Yep. Yeah. I hear you, Eldridge.
All right, have a good night.
All right, keep on trucking.
It's day.
Do you guys do form tackling in practice?
Yeah, I mean, the defense does some of that, but yeah, I mean, we never go to the ground. We'll never tackle to the ground. It's, you know, especially in college, they really, you know.
Did they stretch, like, do you use, like, the sleds and the tackling dummies for, like to... To defense. Work on your form tackling, though?
Defense does. I mean, I'm not really involved in that, but I've
seen
them.
He's a pansy receiver.
Yeah. I don't get involved in all that hitting stuff, but no, we... I've seen the defense do that. So.
Have you ever had to tackle on an interception?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a couple tackles.
Okay.
Special teams, freshman year.
All right.
But all that's changing, too. I mean, with the Pop Warner rule changes this year about hitting and percentages of practice with hitting. I mean, we are in a phase where it's going to change year to year in different leagues levels of what they're doing. That's my concern. I'm not as much concerned about NFL players not hitting. I don't know if along the way from Pop Warner to high school to college, if you limit tackling or limit contact to a large degree, is that going to hinder the development of fundamentals? Because at some point, to tackle, you need to tackle. To hit, you need to hit. And if you're always hitting a pad or a sled, it's not the same.
Not a moving object.
So that's my concern long term, is if it hinder it, if in looking to return to fundamentals, you hinder fundamentals by not being able to practice them.
Right.
But that'll play out over time. We'll see. They can tweak it, adjust it. Who knows?
Let's see. Who's this on the email box? Low Lock from Adelaide. Lock.
Low Lock from Adelaide?
Yep.
LT.
Yeah. He says, in these dog days before training camp and the season, I wanted to ask you guys a few questions. let's see.
Maybe he's reading the email directly. Who knows? Verbatim.
I want to focus on the word versatility and how Bill looks at this concept. I understand the concept of versatility, but I think that versatility is so much more potent as a weapon on offense than it is on defense. I think that the Patriots' versatility on offense is unmatched in the league, and guys like Gronkowski, Hernandez place extra stress on defenses. My contention with versatility on defense last year was McCourty, because he sucked in coverage, plugging Vince at defensive end. I'm excited about a guy like Hightower, who is an inside linebacker with the ability to play outside, and of course Jones rushing the passer. My questions are, considering players of equal skill, would you rather a 3-4 inside linebacker who can play 3-4 outside linebacker, or an outside backer who can play inside backer? So he's basically saying, in his words, Hightower or Vrabel.
I'd rather have Vrabel.
Vrabel.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather have the better player, as we always say, but...
But the better player is usually the guy who can get to the quarterback more consistently.
In this day and age, the edge players are more valuable. So if the guy made his money as an edge player,
I'll take him.
Let him play inside.
And then, same question, a safety who can play nickel corner or a corner who can play safety?
corner who can play safety.
Right.
It's about coverage. So you want more coverage people on the field.
I agree.
To hit the little pansy receivers like Darren.
My quick game for you guys is to name an 11-man defense from all around the NFL that can take on any offensive formation and would be Bill's dream defense. My opinion is a nickel 2-4-5. And then he lists them all.
Okay, read it. I'd like to know what you put on it.
At defensive end, outside linebacker, he's got Juan Pierre-Paul. Defensive tackle, he's got Sue and Justin Smith. At the other end of the line, he's got DeMarcus Ware.
It's a pretty good front now.
Yeah.
Inside, pretty athletic, too.
Inside, his two inside linebackers are Patrick Willis and John Beeson. His two cornerbacks are Revis and Jonathan Joseph. Defensive back,
I guess this is at the corner,
Brandon Flowers. And then at safety, he's got Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. Pretty good team.
Not bad. I think I would take Champ Bailey, though, at the other corner opposite Revis. Jonathan Joseph's okay, but I would take Champ Bailey.
Joseph's good. I think Bailey's going downhill.
Yeah, he's getting old. Long in the tooth, as they say.
But that's a pretty versatile team.
And no Peppers in there either, huh?
I don't know if I'd want both Beeson and Willis on the field if I'm really putting together. Although, they do run the ball.
I've had three people email in that there's a problem with the stream. Every 10 minutes or so, the stream cuts out, and I have to keep refreshing to hear it again, a la 2 years ago.
Can we get this fixed?
He's saying that it's Chris Ferreira's fault.
I agree.
So,
can we get this fixed? This is hindering our performance. This is why shows suck when people can't hear half of it.
One guy saying this.
No, there was three people that called.
Well, that morning light or whatever his name is keeps writing in every 10 seconds.
Well, even if it's one guy, I mean, maybe there's other people that didn't email in. Because I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't email in. I would just say I'm trying to listen. It went out. I'd stop listening. And I bet you there's a portion of people that do that.
I would probably,
because I'm not an emailer. If you make it hard on me, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to leave.
That's a valid point.
So if we have a problem for one guy, it's probably for more than one guy. So fix it.
Oh, the question is, why is it happening? You know, we have to find that out.
I don't care why it's happening. Fix it.
You know, is it on the user end, or is it something we're doing?
Let's just assume it's on our end.
Well, then everybody would be having the problem.
Not necessarily.
Who's having a problem? Email in.
They can't hear us.
If they can't hear us, how can they know to email in?
Let's see. Alexander writes in, hey guys, would you be interested in 2 week intervals between games?
No.
It would allow for more detailed preparation, that would give the Patriots a sizable advantage. And it would
Season's
allow more time for players to heal, expand the football season without adding more games, and would give the NFL Network more time to make up ridiculous lists.
Not looking to expand the football season.
That's the reason you don't want it.
And we sure the 2 weeks would give the Patriots an advantage? Seems like it would give Tom Coughlin an advantage.
And 2 weeks.
As in the last two.
2 weeks would also put in place the template for traveling to Europe. So a team would, if a team had to be there, and about Europe and London and getting stuck with a team, it's kind of like religion and God. When you're a kid, you get stuck with a religion that either your parents are or that is most prevalent in your community. When you're older, you can choose to believe in Star Wars, just like choosing the route for the Patriots.
That is kind of true. Sports and religion, you are stuck with them.
Right.
Because you're usually brought up within both.
You have no choice.
Right.
Yeah. And is there a rule for scouting players in Europe or in Africa, for that matter? Didn't we sign a rugby player some time ago? No, there's no rules. I mean,
no.
You can scout anywhere. It's just teams don't have the manpower to do it, you know?
And the payoff hasn't really been seen. It's a copycat league, and as soon as somebody drafts a Pro Bowl running back from somewhere,
if the next Tom Brady comes from the UK, like we said a few shows ago, then
and it'll ruin the league, just like it did the NBA when they went through their transformation of there were a few good Europeans, now we're going to draft 8 billion Europeans. None of them can play. You know, it's like 1% can play, and then it ruins everything. The draft, because you're watching a draft no one's ever heard of, and it sucks for a while.
And Alexander has a few more things, and he promises me if I read them, he won't email again.
Thank you.
He says, also, how do you rank the year since 01? How would the three Super Bowls rank, and would one stand out over the other? Also, would the 07 season rank higher than the 11 seasons even after the heartbreak we endured was far greater? And of all the Brady years, would 09 be considered the forgotten season? I personally have very few memories of 09 besides the 6-touchdown game in the snow against Tennessee and the obvious playoff loss, and especially since the hype before the 09 season was Brady's back, and it eventually led to another letdown. So ranking the seasons, I would rank 07 more than 11. I mean, even though it was a bigger heartbreak, the thrill of going through that season and winning every game and the scroll, the dedicated scroll to the Patriots at ESPN, you can't match that. So,
plus the blowouts, the pure just the anger and
the fun that you had.
When Brady said, "We are trying to kill everyone." Mm-hmm. I mean, that was was unique. Yeah. That was like Mike Tyson prime, where every week you came out, you were looking to knock somebody out in the first quarter, and you were looking to obliterate them.
And then the Giants became Buster Douglas. Ruined it.
Yeah.
True that.
You know, so it's hard to, if you're talking about what's the most fun season,
07
had to be
easily
right up until
February,
right up until that kick in the nuts,
that stupid catch that shall not be, you know. So that had to be the best season.
Mm. Although one was pretty good because that one ended the
right way. But it snuck up on you. You had no idea.
Well, he said since 01, right?
Since 01.
No, I think he wanted to rank one through last year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I liked 01.
I liked 01 too.
When you look back at it, absolutely.
But yeah, the end of 01 was better.
In the midst of it, you had no idea
what was going on. Didn't think it was going to end with greatness.
You had no idea.
But you knew it was cool along the way. You knew David Patton's touchdowns in Indy. You knew the Brady Bledsoe. You knew you knew they were all individually interesting, unique.
Well, after week 10, I think it started to become fun. Because they were 5-5 at that point, right?
Yeah,
They lost to the Rams.
But they played hard.
And they played hard, and then you kind of thought, "Oh wow, they showed a little something." Then they won the next week, and then the next week, and then the next week, and then when they got to the playoffs, you started thinking, this is kind of maybe something here." And then the tuck rule happened, and the emotions just in those 5 minutes there, where they're going along, it's a snow game, it's going well. Then they have the fumble that wasn't, and you think, "Oh, it's over." And then you get it back. I mean, that was just. That whole playoff run was pretty cool, too.
It was cool.
I think a lot about that season. Even before, I mean, obviously the championship puts it over the cusp, but it was a really unique season. Dick Raybine dying all the way through, there was something weird, unique, interesting, on the field, off the field. Mm-hmm. I thought that was
the David Patton unconscious in Buffalo.
Right.
I mean, little things like that if they hadn't happened, the season would not have been the same.
Right.
You know? Fred saying that Christina Akbar was a perky little thing was priceless. Well done,
Akbar.
Fred.
That's what he really said? Christina Akbar?
When did you say that?
No, I said Accra. He's just.
Well, I can't be sure with you.
When was this? What did you say? What did
Probably
you call
her? Years ago. I don't know.
It was Hakeem Akbar.
What did you call her?
Was she not a perky little thing?
Oh, she was perky.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Tacoma? I don't know.
He went to school in Virginia, right?
Whatever happened to
Tacoma? He went to grad school, I think.
He's probably listening.
Every once in a while, I think something flies across. What's one of those stupid social media?
LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. From him.
You get a request.
You know how you get the mass email? No, I think I have him. And it says, like, so-and-so updated their experience. I think he's on there. Other than that, I really have no idea. The other guy's selling soda somewhere.
And finally says, and as for having a 16 and under
rule. Turn your mic on, Fred.
What's that?
We were talking about two-gender.
That's two-gender.
Yeah.
And as for having a 16 and under rule for autographs at camp, I think that is brilliant. Fred, you should share your idea with whomever is in charge. I personally prefer to buy my autographed Tom Brady footballs from the Patriots Pro Shop presented by Raytheon.
That's a good idea. The problem with the rule is then older people use kids to get autographs.
Well, that probably happens now anyway.
Oh, yeah. No question. Because they're more likely to sign for kids.
But at least, you know, you don't have – so here we go.
Is this from Ferreira, the monkey?
Larry from Florida says on the stream, it happened to me both Tuesday and today. Brad says it's cutting out for me too. I'm in Detroit. Buck says it's cut out twice for me today. Just had to re-click the link and it comes back. Let's see. Mike says it's doing the same thing.
Thank you. We have a problem. Fix it.
We have a groundswell here.
Mark in New Hampshire, your stream has dropped at least three times in the first hour. In fact, it dropped just as Fred mentioned that there was an email complaining. Everybody's emailing in. Eric, this guy named Eric. Sean says he thinks it's user issues.
It's a lot of users with issues.
Apparently, Sean's having no problem. Deanna says she is, and she's in Detroit.
Wow. Hey, girl.
So... A lot of people, thank you for the input, though. Ray's in Oregon, and it says it's been cutting out for the past two shows and today. It's really a pain.
Great. We're losing listeners left and right because of you monkeys in there.
It could be our content delivery network. So maybe Chris Ferreira can look into that.
We should try to replicate the problem. Reverse engineer it.
Where's lunch?
Stripper says he has no issues. He's listening via the iTunes feed. So that might be a way to go for
people. Great. Let's drive people from our website. There's the answer.
Ed says he's experiencing interruptions and he's never emailed before. It was really bad Tuesday, so I stopped listening. And today it's happened twice.
Oh,
you have
so
to
stopped listening.
It seems to have started this week, and I have been a longtime listener. It's never happened before. I've changed nothing
it's
on my end
before.
And I'm not experiencing this with other streaming content.
So we have a problem.
Yep.
We have a going problem.
So all you experts in technology, can you get your heads together and fix this?
Ramon has actually sent Ramon. A screenshot of him having to restart his browser.
What?
So now I'm being inundated. Nick says it a couple times every show. Sometimes it comes back automatically, and sometimes you need to refresh the page.
Wait a minute. I mean,
this is the most email traffic we've had.
We've been to five Super Bowls.
Months.
We're worth $1.4 billion. We can't put out a rinky-dink podcast on the internet without...
I got a question, though, Freddie.
Yeah.
I just looked at the screenshot. Why would the radio program be under the video tab?
Why would the radio?
Because it said, like, video not loading.
Well, that some guy was complaining about that the other day, that it was labeled as a video and it was radio or vice versa.
That would confuse me.
Maybe
too.
Chris Ferreira can email the show and give us an update.
Maybe we can just fix this somehow.
Josh from Arlington says, did Eric just say we were going well in the snowball right before the tuck play? What game were you watching? That game was over if the team did not score at least a field goal on that drive. They were barely hanging on and moving down the field when the tuck rule happened.
Yes, that was my point. They were moving. They were driving. You thought there was hope.
Things were certainly not going well. The play changed the momentum of the game
entirely. Down, you
for
pansy.
The first couple minutes after the play, the game was essentially over in the minds of Patriots. Then,
when
the refs announced the decision, it uplifted the fans and the team and turned that game around. Come on, Eric.
Yeah,
guess
I know.
Right.
I was on the field. You weren't. So shut the F up.
Oh, wow. You in pads?
No, I was on the field. I was in the end zone.
Yeah, maxi pads.
God.
Your panties get bunched up quicker than anyone I know.
Because people just, some of them are just
It was
like,
one guy!
I know, and he tends to do this.
One guy gets him, like, all worked up.
Well, he had a very strong show, he felt, on Tuesday, and he's wanted to,
what mean,
to
I
carry
felt?
That over. You felt, you know you did.
I didn't say
You're
that.
You're walking around with a little bit
debating
of a
debating that San Diego was closer than people say.
A couple people from England said he had a good show, and, you know.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, you know that they did.
I don't call my friends from the UK.
They said it on Twitter. You know they did. See, now false modesty here. Yeah.
Thinnest skin around.
Actually, I did a solo show on Tuesday. But...
Did you really?
No.
No, I did it with him. That's the joke.
No, I didn't know you didn't invite B-Lo in to ruin another show.
No, we had Darren the intern and Eric.
Do we have another
Where's Flash today?
Lindsay Petrucci yet?
I think they hired her, a woman from Georgia.
She's a peach.
I'm not sure if she's here yet or not. Probably has to tie up some loose ends.
So she hasn't appeared on any Patriots Today's as of yet.
Not that I know. No. No.
Have we seen her?
No.
Hmm. Interesting.
James, the most interesting Patriots fan in the world, says, Fred, you did say Christina Akbar. And I know you were thinking of Admiral Akbar. Fred, be honest. Stop talking about football. Randy Moss or Desmond Howard. Kevin, apologize about Ted.
Yeah, you couldn't have been thinking about Hakeem Akbar.
Right,
because he was an irrelevant, know-nothing
from
name
01,
in
right?
history.
Even
yeah.
From...
Well, I don't even know who Admiral Akbar
yes,
is.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yes, you do. He's a Star Wars character. Don't tell me you don't
really?
Know who Admiral Akbar is.
I didn't.
He was in the original trilogy.
Okay.
He's like a weird looking
the fish guy,
who has like
a
white
trout.
Yeah, he has like a white suit on.
Yeah,
where's lunch?
You know who he is.
Are we not getting lunch today?
So now all I'm getting is emails about the stream.
It's taking forever.
Which you know, although Brian says he's listening via TuneIn Radio app on his iPhone, it's working fine.
So as long as you don't use Patriots.com, you're fine.
Well, here's the thing though. All of those streams come from the same place, whether you're listening to it on iTunes or they all come from our content delivery network.
And Chris
so,
just wrote you an email.
I don't know what's going on. Chris wrote me an email. Okay. Oh, let me get to that.
Great.
Chris says the NFL is aware of the issue. All the teams on our content platform were switched over on Tuesday to a new video audio player, which has a few bugs that the NFL is working on. Unfortunately, I do not have a time frame for a solution. So the answer is don't listen on Patriots.com. Listen somewhere else.
Go to iTunes or TuneIn.
That sucks.
Chris, how can the NFL be so big and powerful and financially
Chris, you
able
should send
everything
them all.
You met the people who run that thing.
You should send them all the emails from our web radio.
See what happens.
So they can show that, you know, they should not be launching these things without having quality assurance.
Prior planning prevents piss poor performance, and right now we're performing pretty piss poorly.
Not good. Not good at all.
Good news is, yet again, not our fault.
Why are they always transferring platforms, too? It seems like every couple of... Oh, we're transferring a platform. Just relax with the platform transfer.
Too many geeks with too much power, too much time, and too much money.
And if you listen via
with
the
too
app...
too much problems.
If you listen via the app, I guess, our app, it's worse than listening from the website. Oh, jeez.
Oh, good.
Not good.
Go to iTunes. Listen. We're crisp, clear, sharp.
Swede in London writes in. I don't know if his name is
Swede
or
if
he's a Swede in London, but that's what he says.
Do you have an accent for this?
No.
Do a Swedish one.
I have to do a Swedish / English accent.
Go for it.
Yeah,
try it.
I have to work this out before. I just can't go in, you know.
The Swedish chef with an English accent?
Anyway.
Jürgen Lurgen, morning, gavna.
This week, I brought the Game Pass subscription here in the UK and started to look through last season's Patriots games, starting from game one. What hit me was how often Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis ran the ball for the team. Basically, every third down play, the ball was handed to him. Given that he has now left the team, will the Patriots have a materially worse running game this year, and how's the replacements looking?
How will we ever replace his 3.5 yards a carry?
I have confidence, optimism in Stephen Ridley. Based on
I
what I saw last year.
Shane Vereen. It's going to be a superstar.
Okay, either one of them. Both of them.
I don't think, aside from the touchdowns, the ball security angle, Green Ellis brought nothing. Nothing. He was not good last year. Not good at all.
Oh, he was reliable.
He was not. Yeah, he'd get you 3 yards. He was Leroy Horde, that old quote.
Yep.
Third and one, I'll get you three. First and ten, I'll get you three.
Yep. That's what it was, Leroy Horde?
Yeah, I'm going with it.
I know it was a fullback.
It was a fullback who played for the Browns, I think, or something. So played for the Browns.
Paulie in L.A. writes in, I find it funny that I'm traveling from L.A. to San Diego this morning on my way to the San Diego Comic-Con, and you guys are still talking about this. The distance is 125 miles.
Okay.
In your car, it's 2.5 hours traveling at legal speeds and no traffic.
Okay, see.
But you run into traffic no matter what.
All right.
On average, when I traveled to San Diego in the past, I leave at 6 a.m. and arrive at 10 a.m., give or take a few minutes.
So it's 4 hours.
And he's going through rush hour traffic, too. Not just like middle of the day traffic.
Because as you pull into the city at rush hour between 8 and 10, you get slammed. The convention that I'm going to averages 150,000 people at the event.
Geeks.
And FYI, tell Kevin I haven't seen Empire Strikes Back and not to tell me how it ends.
Could you take a ferry? Is there a ferry from San Diego to L.A.?
So Paul goes to Comic-Con, which...
explains a lot about Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Paul, do you wear your costume while you're in the car, or do you put that in before you go in there?
Or while you're banging your wife.
Update on the... what?
Does he wear a costume while banging his wife?
It's a little intimate question. No?
There is a fetish. It's like a furry sex fetish, and these people wear costumes when they have
And Fred always
relations.
Knows the fetishes.
I'm going to ask Paul about the mascot.
I've heard about
That's true. Paul did do a mascot once.
Update on the supplemental draft. First round over. No picks.
Oh, boy. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Chris with the TIAN is on the line. Hey, Christian.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Oh, we're just hanging out. How's your stream?
Not good, not good.
Try Flowmax.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but what are you going to do?
Fix it. We're a $1.4 billion organization. Fix it. We have the resources.
It's the NFL.
Okay, then it's a multi-kazillion, bazillion dollar organization.
If anyone at the digital headquarters in L.A. is listening to the show, fix it.
If good news, though, you don't necessarily have to go to iTunes if you have an iPod Touch. Oh, the app, the Patriots app, it's crystal clear, according to one of our
The other guy said it was worse, didn't he?
Yeah, he said the app was worse.
Well, this guy says the app is fine.
I don't know. Tuesday, it was cutting in and out on my computer, and then I had to go out for work, and I listened to, like, the last half hour on my iPhone or any issues.
Okay.
But I had the issue in my office on the desktop, so.
All right.
I don't know. But it worked fine on the app on Tuesday. Anyway.
All right, Chris Ferreira, give him hell.
I wanted to get your opinion. I know it's the off season, and we're talking about movies and everything.
Only two more weeks.
Great,
don't worry.
I love that. I love this part of the year actually because it is downtime, and you
Me
guys,
too.
You know, aside from you know talking football, you talk about all like movies and stuff, which is great. Kevin did ruin Ted. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? It just happened.
Beat the hell out of him. Maybe blanket party.
Yep.
No, leave him alone. He's a nice kid.
He isn't actually. He's not very nice.
Order the code red.
You're goddamn right. I did. I'll execute it too.
And Fred, you know who Admiral Akbar is? It's a trap. One of yells a trap. That's who it is.
Right. Well, now I do, but I didn't know honestly when he mentioned.
Maybe
it.
Subconsciously you did.
Yeah. I'm not as big a Star Wars geek as some people.
No,
think.
You just consider it a religion.
Well, yeah, but
I did once say it's my religion.
It is, but in terms of knowing, like there are a lot of people who consider themselves religious but don't know all the passages in the Bible. I'm like that with Star Wars. Okay, I don't know all the names and all that.
Poster that's up in his office.
Right.
Framed.
Well, that was given to me by someone who worked here.
Oh, yeah?
Mark Stella gave me that.
Don't know who that is. Don't care.
Anyway. Go ahead, Christian.
Well, while off-season, we talked about the additions and subtractions and all that stuff and the Welker deal. I want to just look at the division real quick. Who's the biggest threat to this team right now?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo, yeah.
Oh, you guys all agree with
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the weapon. Well, yeah, offensively, I think they can run up and down the field with you. They have the weapons on offense.
Yeah, and they made some good
and
moves
defensively,
on defense.
They've tried to get better, and they brought in an impact pass rusher. If I'm going to get to Tom Brady, who, oh, by the way, is going to have a rookie, first-time starting left tackle, I'll take a good pass rusher. I think they have some of the good pieces in place.
Yeah, they to me, they're the best all-around team.
Now, it all hinges on Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If he sucks, then they suck. If he plays well, then they'll be fine because they have weapons. But as always, if the quarterback's not good, then they won't be good.
Yeah, because he did fall off the second half a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
He sure
did. Oh, yes, he did. And I personally am not
part
sold
of that
on
wasn't
him.
Fred Jackson hurt?
Yeah, he lost weapons. Yeah. But I'm not sold on Fitzpatrick. True. I'm not sold that he's a franchise quarterback or a guy that you say he can compete with Brady. Yeah. He can get into a shootout.
But they're
with Brady.
The team, I think. I think that I'm not worried about the Jets. I am not worried about the Jets. And maybe I'm stupid.
No, you're not. That's a circus that can't work.
Yeah, I just think this.
I'm not either because that whole thing with now they don't have captains.
Yeah, because that's the problem.
Captain is now not having captains, and it's like, all right, it's everything that he did at the beginning. He's
questioning himself.
Now.
Right, he's reactionary,
Mr. Bravado. Oh, maybe he's.
That's how most
himself.
Of those guys are, though. Bravado guys are usually reactionary. I know, I'm one. I would not be a good head coach. I would not be even keel in stability and. It's not captain's fault that your captain sucked. You picked bad captains.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Christian.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
That's a lot of our rights in that call.
All right.
All right. We got a lot more emails coming in, all right? And we'll get to them right after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Drawing.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school. Set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals?
Oh. Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of that
really,
game?
Really, really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery. Remember
but they
that?
Take that field out now.
In trays.
Right.
They
do. But it stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
I can't help it.
I thought it too.
No, you got to make it.
Yeah, but you didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, and Kevin's streak is continuing. Got the wrong sandwich. I ordered a toasted,
it's not his fault.
I ordered a toasted roast beef sandwich. I get an untoasted turkey sandwich. I don't know how the two are confused, but that's what happened. Kevin got his chicken cutlet, though.
Of course. He always gets his. He also got his dinners for the next 5 days.
Do you want a piece of mine, Freddie?
No.
I thought he was going to say a piece of me. Just a side thing I noticed in the background during the commercial break. Matt Millen, impact on Paterno's legacy. He's doing a whole. He's been on for like 5 or 10 minutes now on SportsCenter. Isn't that a little I mean, I know he's an insider, and that's good, I guess, from one perspective. But he's also friendly to the program I mean, shouldn't you have some objectivity there? I mean, if you're going to let him speak,
well,
he's as biased.
What is he
you might
saying?
As well have
well,
a mother of
saying?
One of the.
Yeah,
no, I read a quote this morning that said, you know, you shouldn't allow one mistake to, you know, tear down.
That?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should.
If it's that big
a
mistake.
It's a big mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, he's biased and shouldn't be on there. You know, a mother of one of the thing, she's going to be on there and have a totally different perspective.
Yeah. If the one mistake was, you know, a recruiting violation.
Right.
You know, you say, well, okay, you're not going to tear a statue down for a recruiting violation. But something this big, that's a completely different story.
Not only that,
I don't think it was a mistake
that was never rectified. In the 20 years since, they never admitted guilt.
Right.
And what happened was it got compounded because they made the decision not to do anything. They got rid of Sandusky a year later, but never said why, and let this thing continue.
Well, that's everybody. I think a lot of people would have turned him in immediately. I think a lot of people, once covering it up, will continue to cover up, because once you're in, you're all in. You know, the whole "what a wondrous web we weave when we work to," like, once you covered it up once, you've sold out. You're in. Now you can't go back.
Yeah, because now
you're as guilty as he is.
Exactly.
Originally, he was the guilty one. Okay, we might take some bad PR, whatever. Now you're guilty. You're culpable. So you're all in. You're in with him. You made your bed. You're lying in it. Lying, see? You know what I did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saw that.
Would it be laying?
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, but I'm assuming on ESPN other people are commenting on it beside Matt Millen.
For the last 10 minutes, it's been Matt Millen.
I would be interested.
Penn State, Joe guy.
I am interested to hear what he has to say in light of all the facts that have come out. Yeah. Has he changed? If he hasn't, then, well, you know.
He's a dink.
Yeah. You know, if he's still trying to, defend him, then.
There is no defense, right? They were wrong. They screwed up. It's terrible. It's the worst scandal ever. It mars the university forever. I mean,
the program needs to be cleansed. It does. Right.
And our guy's
going to
do it.
Hopefully Billy O's going to do it.
Billy O, get the job done. I think it's an unwinnable battle, but.
508-298-0398, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. John in L.A. is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great. What's up with you?
Good. Well, I first of all, happy to hear Andy back.
That makes one of us.
I just saw this Penn State thing, actually. It's not one mistake. It's one mistake that you make over and over for every second of every day that went on. It's unbelievably ridiculous that anyone would defend it at all. And, no, it can't be rectified now because he's dead.
Yep. He killed himself. That's what I'm going with.
Yep.
Well, I can't believe the balls on Sandusky not to kill himself yet, because he's going to get off. What's going to happen to that guy in prison?
Nothing. He'll be protected.
I don't know.
Yeah, they might let something happen.
Yeah. No, he'll be in, like, by himself. He'll be fine.
And the thing is, if I had a gun and a room alone with him, I would use it. But he at least has the benefit of, like, you're a sick monster, whereas
right.
Joe Paterno and everyone else, you're sane people, and you had every opportunity that you didn't take, that you chose not to take for selfish reasons, to protect that guy, and he literally ruined lives, you know, all these lives of these children.
Right.
It's unforgivable.
Joe Paterno put a football program ahead of the lives of all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was just one kid at that time
yep.
that he knew about, he put his football program and his, you know, what he's doing in front of this kid, and it's
disgraceful.
And that's another reason why I think it does tear down everything, because everybody says he built men and he, you know, showed them what it is to be a. Well, no, he didn't. I don't know what he was doing in smaller examples of what right and wrong is, what, you know, where your priorities should be, because it's clear when judgment time came, his priorities were not in the right place. He was not morally correct. So I don't know if he really was this great man. He built a great football program. That you can't argue. But I don't know that he was the maker of men necessarily that he thinks. Or everybody thinks he was.
Unless he was, it was a case of do as I say, not as I do.
I doubt it. I really do doubt it. At much smaller level. I'm not saying, you know, there's millions of child molestation, but I'm just saying right and wrong. When you come to a crossroad
right.
of some small issue or big issue, there's right and there's wrong, and well, it, really this is right, but it benefits us to go with this. I mean, that's the idea you get from this major decision, so you don't know what great man he was building.
Well, that's the thing, and we keep learning. We keep seeming to have to learn these lessons over and over again. You know, you go back to like Vietnam when they had that slaughter. I forget the name of it.
The My Lai massacre.
The My Lai massacre. You know, and guys were told to do it, and you know what we should be teaching is that was wrong, and you got to stand up at that point. You can't follow orders all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Another of the big issues, I think, these days is that B-Lo is actually good on the show. I like B-Lo. I think he's really informative. And yeah,
informative?
He's really sensitive.
What did you learn from B-Lo? Give me something you learned from B-Lo.
Oh, I didn't say I learned it. I'm saying he is informative in that he informed. he talks about.
You're backtracking stuff. Already. You're making this up. You're just being a devil's advocate. Give up.
All right.
No, he stinks.
No, but in,
he blabbers and he says nothing.
In Belo's defense, I think we will help Belo if we treat him more like us
totally
and not
agree.
As a guest.
Totally agree.
Yeah. I thought we already did treat him more like us.
No, you got to do it so that he cries.
We treat him more like a guest?
Yeah, we allow him to just go on and I tune out and I watch TV. while
just
he's
like
talking.
He treats all our guests.
While he's talking, you know.
All right, more importantly, John, let's get to the bottom of this. How long is it from San Diego to L.A.?
Oh, yeah, that's funny. It's 2.5 hours.
What do you got going on, right? By the way?
I actually was in L.A. last week for a week. I dropped my agent and got a new agent, which was sort of traumatic and horrible, but it was the right thing. And now I'm at a sort of more powerful agency, and we're working on getting TV pitches together and movie pitches to go and reintroduce me to the town since nobody knows me.
When are you going to pitch PFW in Progress as a TV show?
Well, I think we already all have. But you guys keep saying that you're too fat when you're eating your lunch.
No, I think it could work. And we all know when they do these things, they change a character here. It's, you know, not exactly true to life. But I think this whole phenomenon.
So the concept of a team-run radio show?
Well, no, that's just the background. Then you have the offshoot of the characters, the 40-year-old virgin, the what, you know, you have these different characters and their issues.
The sexual harassment lawsuit.
Right, the sexual harassment. Ray, that's a perfect character.
I think Seinfeld proved that if you have the right actors and the right writing, you can do anything.
The setup is irrelevant. Yeah. It's about characters and the stories.
Yeah.
But I think this is an intriguing idea. Like, you know, that some guy buys us lunch every day. A storyline there.
Right.
I mean, borderline unbelievable. That's just stupid.
Exactly.
No one would ever do that.
And one of those Hollywood things. People are like, no, that doesn't happen.
I think this show could work, and you have the idea of the whole thing. Like, there's plenty of offshoot.
A guy that's constantly saying the wrong things in the booth.
The guy who is the arm of the IT part that makes sure everything works that doesn't know what he's doing, so it never works.
Right.
I mean, there's everything here. I'm telling you, John, you want to get... And these are all the rage these days, that newsroom and everything is behind the scenes.
And they say on USA, characters welcome.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
I'm telling you. We'll call it the heart show.
I'll say this. I got your names onto an episode of TV when I was just an executive story editor. So hopefully if I create a show, I can really go nuts.
Well, you know what you need to do is you need to create a really successful show, and then they let you do whatever you want after that.
Right. Like Aaron Sorkin.
Exactly.
And this will be your next show.
Hey... By the way, John, have you read Top of the Rock, Warren Littlefield's book?
No, but I actually sat when I was first in L.A., I sat in the waiting room of my manager, and Warren Littlefield was there, and they were talking about Cheers and the fact that it was the lowest-rated show on all of television the year that it came out.
Yeah.
And the only reason they kept it on the air is that the executives enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, well...
And then it found its audience. It can't really do anymore.
It's a good read. I would, you know, obviously someone in your
field.
Anything like that is really
waiters.
Yeah, but the other guy you mentioned.
Boys.
You know, once you're successful, you can do whatever you want. Jimmy Burrows is the guy that can absolutely do anything he wants on TV.
You know what Jim Burrows does is he directs a lot of pilots because when you direct a pilot, I believe you get a cut of every future episode.
Oh,
tons of puns.
Wow.
He just
does that on the offshoot, the off chance that it becomes successful.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good racket. You should get into that then, John. Just offer to direct pilots.
See what I can do. Well, I'm hoping to get to see you guys this summer, and thanks again for all the great work.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
John, our resident script
Hollywood insider.
In Hollywood.
Freddie, I want you to know.
See, Darren, we have a lot of... You know, people in high places that listen to this show.
Freddie, I want you to know, I just called up and raised hell, so I'm getting another sandwich.
With who?
With Pizzeria Grande.
Oh, really? You raised hell?
Yeah, I raised hell. I was not happy.
What was the reason for the...
The girl entered instead of... I don't know how you get this mixed up, but instead of a, you know, roast beef sub with lettuce, tomato, and cheese like you wanted, she entered like a turkey Reuben or something like that, which isn't even
close. Wasn't even a turkey Reuben.
Yes.
Well, do they have one of those number system things? Like the punch key things?
Sure,
where like,
but I read the little, it said like FTURKRUB. So I read that to the guy and he's like, yeah, that's a turkey Reuben. He's like, that's not even close. He's like, if you ordered a cheese pizza or a pepperoni pizza and it came with a different topping, that's at least in the neighborhood. but this isn't even close. And he's like, I'm going to have a talk with her. I'll get your sandwich
I'm
down.
I'm going to have a talk with her. I just got some girl fired because she didn't give me a
some summer girl making $8 an hour.
Doesn't know how to use the keypad.
Well, we're going to get your sandwich, Freddie.
And he already ate the other sandwich.
Well, I gave,
he was so mad that
no,
he ate
I gave me. Half of it yeah. to Darren the intern.
On a side note, I went to a new restaurant in town, and they were using iPads as their cash register. It had an iPad on like a little thing, and then just like a little thing for the credit. It was
really
cool. iPads taking over the world.
The waiter was scamming you and taking your credit card information.
That's actually just his iPad.
Hadn't thought of that. Geez, where do I go next? I have so many.
Stream jumps.
A kid, I'm assuming is a kid because he's just emailing repeatedly the same question.
Joseph Addai is on the team.
Yes, Joseph
Stop
Addai
emailing.
Is on the Patriots. We don't know for how long, but as of right now, Joseph Addai is on the Patriots. So
this is like Kevin when he was 12, getting the breaking news 5 months later.
Right.
Matt in San Diego State. So how long does it take to get from San Diego to San? Anyway, he says, I followed Fred's advice and put my tuition money on the Patriots winning the Super Bowl this year. Now I'm just trying to figure out the manner in which it will be done. Which do you think would be more impressive, tying the NFL record for most points scored in a Super Bowl, 55 by San Francisco against Denver, or tying the NFL record for least points allowed, 3 by Dallas over Miami? If the Patriots were going to win by 17 either way, would it be more impressive to win 55-38 or 20-3? I'm leaning toward the second of the two as defense is becoming rare in today's NFL.
20-3 would be pretty cool.
You know what? I'd be more impressed if they broke the scoring record because in the past two Super Bowls, defense hasn't been the problem. They've had a decent scoring output on defense. They've kept the scores relatively low. Being able to score that many points has been a problem for the Patriots in the Super Bowl. On teams when you would think that they would have an easy time getting into the 40s, which was like their average all year.
Or we could treat it like it was 2007 all over again and go for 55-3. Blowout city.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian Hoyer gets a couple touchdown passes.
Let's see. GA in South Carolina says he saw a video in Bleacher Report talking about the Patriots' backfield. They said the Patriots should bring in Benson for a training camp body as an in-between-the-tackles runner. They mentioned the loss of law firm and how Ridley, Vereen, and Woodhead would step in, but didn't mention Addai's name once. Did he not show a lot in OTAs? And if that was the case, would you mind seeing the Patriots sign Benson at the veteran minimum? Cedric Benson.
I wouldn't mind. I don't think they necessarily need him.
And Addai, he was there for the first day, and then I think he tweaked
missed
something.
One day, then he came back.
Yeah.
It's really hard to show anything in OTAs, though. I mean,
right.
No pads. It's an installation camp, anyway, not an evaluation camp.
Plus, I mean, what are you looking for from him? 600 yards? Max?
You can't judge the running game in OTAs.
Tom in D.C. writes in, Andy, last show, the other thing we talked about was Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Getting arrested and all that stuff.
AD.
My contention was that we don't know the facts, but it sounded to me like the nightclub missed an opportunity to help out a guy who, you know, they could have had Adrian Peterson indebted to them. And instead, this bouncer chose to be a tough guy.
Like most bouncers do.
Well,
bouncers are a-holes.
But most people disagree with me.
Have been a bouncer before?
My best friend was a bouncer.
Most people disagree with me. They said that he shouldn't get any special treatment. So,
I don't know that he should, quote-unquote. Most celebrities, rich people do.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. Money and celebrity gets you special treatment. But you also get treated differently on the other side. You know, sometimes guys are trying to make a name, take a shot,
well, that's
do whatever.
That's what Tom in D.C. writes in. He says, I'm normally not one to jump into an extracurricular legal activities of the NFL, but I thought since it's the offseason there was some confusion around Adrian Peterson's recent arrest, I'd chime in. Contrary to an emailer's assertion last week, you generally don't need to be charged with an underlying crime to be charged with resisting arrest. The officer merely needed valid ground to perform a lawful arrest, thus any disturbing the peace, drunk in public, even in a bar, or some similar conduct that likely would never be charged formally could form the basis for a lawful arrest. Thus, the officer could have been acting lawfully and opted to charge AP, he says, it's really AD, with only the more serious resisting arrest charge. However, in most reports, the point of contention that night was that AP, should be AD, wanted a glass of water before he left the club, and the off-duty officer moonlighting as a bouncer was having none of it. In this regard, I agree with Fred. The bouncer could have and should have acquiesced. Despite the feedback of many emailers arguing that stars shouldn't get special treatment, they often get special tough guy treatment from failed jocks and weight room heroes with something to prove. The bouncer slash off-duty officer became confrontational, didn't identify himself as such, and AP, should be AD, allegedly pushed him in the shoulder saying, "Man, we heard you." Overall, I think AP was drunk, should be AD. The bouncer was out of line, and in a few weeks, this whole thing will be done.
I still am trying to wrap my head around the first part of his email where he said that you don't necessarily have to be charged with anything before being charged with resisting arrest.
Yeah.
But you were resisting something, right?
He says conduct like disturbing the peace could form the basis for a lawful arrest.
Well, right. Arrest and charge don't necessarily mean the same thing.
No,
right?
No. But resisting arrest, if you're charged with resisting arrest, that means they were trying to arrest you and you put up a fight and you struggled.
Right, but you can just be arrested, they bring you to the station, and they choose not to press charges. So if you resist that, you resisted arrest. So he could have been drunk, and then they would have brought him down and said, you know what, this isn't worth it, we're not going to pursue it, we're not going to file the charges, but when you punched us in the face afterwards, that's resisting arrest. Arrest and charge are two different things.
No, I know, but
he wasn't read his rights or anything like that. He wasn't being...
No, but I mean, there was something that occurred that caused you to...
Oh, sure. You can't just go around
be in the process of being arrested
for no reason.
Right. So I was asking on Tuesday. I was like, what was he doing that caused the cop to try to arrest
probably
him?
Probably all of those, any of those, disturbing the peace, drunk, whatever. And then he took it to the next level and it escalated, whatever. My issue is I don't really care for police officers. I don't think they should be bouncers. I don't think off-duty police officers should be in roles that are going to lead to altercations, and I don't like that. Conflict of interest, or I don't even know what the term is. I don't care for
it. What about your buddy?
He's not anymore.
Oh, he's not anymore.
No, he was doing that when he was working his way up.
Oh.
But I don't think that's good. If you're the police department, I don't think that's what you should be looking for. If you're the guy, I don't think that's what you should be looking for.
And also, there's a lot of cops that put up a lot while they're in uniform and then take it out on people when they're the bouncer.
Right, yeah. There's just a lot there that I don't think should, I don't care for it. It's like strippers shouldn't be school teachers.
But the point I got out
strippers,
of it.
Strippers, the OU fan? Shouldn't be a school teacher?
Yeah, and you made the same point, Andy. These guys get special treatment in a good way, but they also get special treatment in a bad way sometimes with the guys that want to challenge them and look cool in front of their girlfriend. And
we'll never know exactly what happened and who was drunk. And for all we know, Peterson doesn't know what happened. Maybe he was drunk and doesn't really remember exactly what attitude. We all have different attitudes. Paul doesn't know when he's drunk.
Right.
And when he's yelling science. He the next day he denies it.
He's in denial while it's happening.
Right.
Too.
And I legitimately think he denies it and thinks he's right, but he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Peterson may think he's right, but he's wrong. Right?
AP should be AD.
So these all have two sides. PP.
Should be PP.
Ramon writes in, I've always wondered about this and wanted to ask, no better time than the off season, I guess. In your second life, if you had to be someone in the studio or booth other than yourself, who would you be?
Fred.
Can one of you make a best guess for Paul?
Fred.
We have to be one of
he's
each
got
other?
An in-ground pool. He's a fifth or sixth craft, whatever number he is. I mean, it's easily Fred. He's got great stories. All of his stories involve really cool things or really bad things happening really close to him, but he never gets roped in or shot at or anything like other people. He's led the privileged life.
I had a gun pointed at my head.
Yeah, but it didn't lead to anything. Seems like all you would think if you have enough of these stories, eventually it's going to bite you in the ass, and it hasn't.
Right. I've been very lucky.
I think Fred's had a good life.
I wasn't in North Adams, Darren, when I had the gun pointed at my
certainly
head.
Wouldn't be Eric. 8 years is way too long.
Stop with the 8 year crap.
I'm wondering. I don't think it's been 8 years. I think it's been his life.
Update. Well, that's almost better because he wouldn't know exactly what he's missing.
Right.
Oh, I know what I'm missing.
The 8 years is worse because he experienced it.
Stop
and
with the 8 year crap.
He tasted the nectar.
Yes.
Josh Gordon has been selected in the second round
by
Cleveland.
By Cleveland. Okay. Good for them.
Oh, boy.
James in Australia.
How come no one else answered it?
Answered what?
I would hope that there wasn't resurrection if that were the case.
Oh. I mean, of all you guys.
I think Fred is the right
answer. I mean, you have the most property. And,
shut the.
And it's, and
that's
it's,
a good point.
And it's debt free. So,
yeah,
you know.
I redid my old garage over the vacation.
Redid
it. Looks really good.
Really?
To match the house because it was part of the old structure.
Yeah.
It was starting to kind of. New
an
windows,
old structure and a new structure.
You did this yourself?
My cousin came and he does that kind of thing.
See,
and I helped
he's got all
him.
These people that do things for him, you know?
I do it the same way you do. I give out tickets.
I that doesn't work for me.
Well, you try to go too much. You try. I want 72 trees knocked down and a road built, and I get two preseason tickets to the Saints game. And you can't smoke.
Oh, by the way, what do you think of that?
I, on a personal level, am all for it simply because the smoke is disgusting up there when we go to walk to our seats. If you walk up the ramps, there's just people smoking all kinds of stuff everywhere. I don't like smoke. I'm with Eric. I know a lot of people, I saw emails, tweets making fun, right. of him for being a punani and all this. Smoking is gross. Makes you smell gross, tastes gross.
Kills you.
Yeah.
You know.
Your clothes, everything. It's disgusting.
Kills other people.
And I understand a lot of people are addicted to it. I see that side too. But I guess I'm a little hypocritical because it's not all that different than me, the banning of soda or the banning of fats. Right. They're all things that are bad for you, can lead to your death, except this is the one that really infringes upon other people with the smoke.
Right.
If you could find a way to let people smoke without smoke, I'm all for it. Go kill yourself. No, I'm serious.
I know what you
but
mean.
But when Paul downs soda,
you would have to
he's
just
killing
like,
himself. It doesn't bother me.
Right. You directly inject the nicotine.
Right. If you go to that, then I'm all for let people do whatever they want.
Chewing tobacco discussion we had.
Yeah.
Because I don't as much care about all the, you know, healthcare costs for everybody has their vices. Everybody has something bad that they do that blah, blah, blah. But this one directly can affect you.
James in Australia says, greetings all the way from Australia. I'm coming over in December.
Good day, mate.
Iceland.
For the game against the Texans. Was wondering if you had any recommendations of things to do in Boston.
Oh,
also,
God.
I'm an aspiring sports journalist and love what you guys
do.
So is
Eric.
No,
while
I'm
there, I would love to meet or buy you guys lunch or even sit in on a show if that's possible.
Yep, both.
I would truly
if you bring lunch, you
can
sit in. Exactly.
To see how you guys operate and maybe even take on Big Head.
Take him on.
Do I have to fight you?
Yeah.
I don't trust the Australians.
We will
this
let
ain't a knife. Fight
that's
a knife.
That's right.
We will let you come on the show if you buy us lunch and bring either a koala or a kangaroo.
Or a hot Australian babe.
Yeah. Or all three.
We can,
down there.
We can get hot babes.
I'd like
here.
To go down under the girl from down under, if you
get,
know what I'm
can
saying.
Get hot babes here. What I want is a
koala. Whoa, Eric cannot get hot babes here. That's proven fact.
I want a koala in this studio.
How about a kangaroo?
Well, they might be a little
then
hard.
The kangaroo,
I think that'd be funny watching the
kangaroo
thing bounce
would
off
box.
Their
koala,
box with
you could just put him on the pole over there, and he could just hang out.
It's apparently a stripper kangaroo.
We could get the woman to do that, too, right?
Yeah. I think koalas are pretty cute. They're not panda bears, but they're pretty cute.
Yeah.
There's a ceiling on koala bears.
Oh, yeah. Pandas are, without a doubt, the best animal on the planet. Hey, Freddy's sandwich arrived.
Thank you.
He's Darren, too full. He's going to take a bite and throw
sandwich?
It out.
Go ahead. Here, take half of it.
You sure?
He throws it
yeah,
with
you need
disdain
to, you need to,
across
you need to make
table.
Weight for next
I'm
month.
I'm doing
get
a show
bulk,
over
bulk
here.
Up.
Why? He avoids contact at all costs by the sounds of it.
Josh in Arlington just clears it up. He says the predicate offense for arrest was assault in the case of AP.
Okay, there's
AP.
My answer.
He pushed someone, and that is enough. Undercover cop or not, the charge was not filed.
Right. Good. So he pushed someone. That was the original charge.
Much ado about nothing.
Let's go to the Ace Ticket
really
Hotline, 508-298-0398, and it's Anthony in Naples. Hey, Anthony.
What's going on there, guys?
Oh, we're just, you know, wrapping up another show here.
Why do I get the sense that you were a bouncer at one point?
No. Oh, actually, now that you bring that up, no. I wouldn't be a bouncer. There's too many dinks around. But anyways, I almost side with Adrian Peterson. The only reason is I don't like the idea of a cop being a bouncer. It's like you're already an authority figure, and why do you have to do it on your part time? You have to be a bouncer. I think he's a little bit high on himself as in the cop, and just you know wanted to push his weight around. I believe 70% of cops are just like that. You know, they just dinks in general. Like they some sort of complex that they have that oh I need to be authority at all times. But trust me, I've had friends as cops. And they're total dinks outside of their uniform. No, honest
it's
to God,
it
was ridiculous. A buddy of mine, he was a stadium in Connecticut, and he just he was retired almost like 5-6 years. I guess he got hurt, and he still had that cop complex. It was ridiculous, absolutely absurd.
I,
so it,
Plus, you got to wonder why he's doing it. They can make better money doing details and stuff. What do you do? It stinks. He shouldn't be doing it.
Something stinks of it, you know, and I guarantee you there was an altercation. Something happened, and I honestly take Adrian's side. I actually give him the benefit of the doubt until all the evidence comes out. But the reason why I called is because, you know, Eric said something, and,
big surprise.
What's that?
That's a big surprise. I said something that got you mad.
Well, not mad. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. This is always a big issue to me. Did you say the defense was good enough?
In the past two Super Bowls, yes, the defense has not lost them the game.
Okay, I'll give you the Yo 7, but you know what? I don't give you this one. I don't give you 2011. I just don't.
The reason I say that is because if you take away the gimme touchdown that they allowed the Giants to score at the end, they only surrendered 14 points.
I don't care.
That's good enough.
Points, Eric. I don't care. Do you think that possibly it was in the game plan?
He's not mad,
though.
That's good to know.
To run the ball, okay, and to keep the ball away from Tom Brady. Do you think that was in their game plan to keep that man on the other side off of the field? Okay, the possession was 22-38. Absolutely ridiculous. That defense did nothing to stop that offense
up and down the field.
That is a good point. I'm just saying, with giving up 14 points. I'm taking away that last one that they allowed. Giving up just that amount of points, you should be able to win any game you play in the NFL.
It's a good point by Eric, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it drives me mental. It drives me absolutely mental.
Well, you don't agree that 14 points should be enough to win you any game in the NFL?
That's fine. You know what? If you were to tell me, hey, I'm going to give you 14 points, and you know what? You can have the ball for like 60% of the game. Sure, I'll take that. Take that risk because my defense is better. I'm sorry, that defense stunk. That was part of the game plan.
I was like, let's keep the ball away
from Tom Brady.
I've been the
you
biggest critic.
We want to do that.
I've been the biggest critic of their defense for the past few years. You know that, Anthony. But all I'm saying is, when you only surrender points in the teens, you have no excuse for losing a game in this league, especially with an offense led by this quarterback and all the talent that's surrounding him. No excuse. They were averaging 40 points a game this year. No excuse. They should have not been able to beat
the Giants.
But listen,
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt too, because Gronkowski was hurt. He wasn't the same man. So you are limited. But
sure.
I'm sorry, that defense. You mean to tell you can't come up one stop,
well,
one three
but,
and out the freaking Super Bowl?
I mean, you're making a good point, but Anthony, if you go into that game and even in the 07 game, and you say, what's the thing that most disappointed you about how the Patriots performed that day, you would say the offense.
Right.
You know, that's the thing that you counted on to win you the game. We knew going in that the defense stunk. We were happy that it was just a time of possession thing and not a point.
But we
came out of the game, I was anyway, disappointed that they only scored 17 points.
And, but you came out of the game realizing what Gronkowski was a shell of himself.
Right.
Gronkowski, you had no excuses.
Right.
You got your ass whooped.
True. But we went into the game counting on our offense.
Exactly.
Period.
And
mm-hmm.
Gronkowski aside, you also didn't expect Tom Brady to throw an interception, not interception, but the safety on the very first offensive play of the game. That accounted for a lot of the time of possession that the Giants had early on. You don't expect that.
A lot of the time of possession was because the Giants did whatever they want up and down the field. Long drive after long drive.
They did, but if the Patriots had put a normal drive together, they were starting on, like, what, the three or the four, whatever it was down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You expect them to put a pretty long drive together and the Giants not to have the ball and then for the Patriots to score.
But even their drives
are not that long. But there you go. You're telling me that the offense has to be perfect all the freaking time. God forbid they make one mistake. One mistake.
That's how it was all season.
But
you know what? You should have a defense to get the ball back. You didn't get the ball back once.
Well, and
I was saying that
Anthony, Bill Belichick agrees with you, by the way, which is why he drafted those two guys in the first round this year.
And that's what I was saying all season, Anthony.
Yeah, but the one problem from your perspective, I kind of agree with you, but the one problem from your argument is you've been very critical of the defense.
Right.
And yet, What did they finish? They were competitive in points allowed. So you either need to stick with points allowed as your barometer or not. Because I thought the defense sucked. You're right. I thought they sucked during the season. I don't care what the points said. I thought they sucked during the Super Bowl. I don't care what the points said. You need to clarify your argument and say, am I going with points or am I going with looks and yards and drives and all that crap.
Did they suck any more than they did during the season, or was it maybe a little better than it was during the season? You know?
It may have been a little bit up, but the bottom line is, most of the year, whether it was regular season or postseason, when the other team wanted to go up and down the field, they went up and down the field. That's just
absolutely
how it was.
They just kept it in front of them. They said, let's not give up the big play.
Right.
You know, that was fairly simple defense that they were playing when you think about it. There wasn't that, pin your ears back, we need to stop this quarterback. And
Well, the other thing you can say, the other thing you can say then is the defense did what it had done all year. It let the team march up and down the field, and it was competitive in points. They did what they have done all year. The offense didn't do what they have done all year.
But we had argued all along that was coming, because that's what happens. Scoring, great scoring offenses come back to reality in the postseason. That's how it's always worked.
And like I told you guys before, last year was a gift. You know, the things fell in the right places where that team was able to make the Super Bowl. You know, God bless them. You know what? And I'm just pissed more or less in that game because, you know what? You guys are right. That was the defense that was there all year. And it just bothers me that defense was like that in the first place. You know,
so fire Belichick, the GM, right?
No. Well, hopefully, it just took him a little while, the stubborn bastard, that he finally drafted and used his draft pick.
I don't know. Maybe
he had to lose two Super Bowls for him to be like, oh, maybe I should do something, you know?
I like
absolutely
the
ridiculous. It should have been addressed a long time ago. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'll give you one thing, though. I'll give Brady a lot of credit. Because you know how people like to say Joe Montana, Tom Brady? The one argument I always say, listen, I love Joe Montana. He was the greatest. But nobody ever points out the fact that Joe Montana went to the Super Bowl. Do you realize what his lowest-ranked defense was?
They always had pretty good defenses.
Yeah. What was it?
Yeah, he had a defense that was ranked. Now, forgive me if I'm a little off, but I know there was a ranked defense of 1, 2, 3, and then the worst defense he had ranked in there was a 9.
So he always had a top 10 defense.
Always had a top 10 defense. And this man, as in Tom Brady, was able to go to the Super Bowl with the 31st ranked defense?
Yep.
Whatever it was?
Yeah, one of the
worst.
So
you know what? You could give him that on that side. But he needs to win one more so he can put himself over the top. But that's pretty much it. My bitching is done for the day.
Good, Anthony. Excellent call. Anthony brought it today.
He does a good job of bell curving it, where he builds up real passionate in the middle, and then he'll rein it back in. All right, that's all I got.
Because he starts off saying, oh, no, I'm not mad. Then he gets really mad. Then he goes, oh, okay, all right, great.
He's zero to hot to zero again.
Yeah. Mm. Let's see. Dan writes in. He says he's from New Zealand. First, my apologies.
Do they have koala bears there?
My apologies for the appalling question about the CFL last time. I appreciate the lack of ridicule about that. I will ensure intelligent questions will try to be at the top of my list from now on, emphasizing try. Before we get started, what the F about spilling the beans on the Ted movie?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch who spoiled it, but I was totally hanging out for the movie. I'm with you, Fred. I saw the trailer with the fight and was laughing my ass off. Never mind. Everyone blaming Kevin, culprit found. Now, my NFL question for the week. I have heard a lot about Rob Gronkowski not putting up the numbers across the board as high as last year. First part, do you see Aaron Hernandez raising his numbers to a more equal level to Gronkowski's, resulting in two more evenly producing tight ends? And secondly, since Gronkowski's going to be, you would think, better covered, do the numbers drop for the likes of Jimmy Graham, Finley, Witten, maybe Gonzalez, etc., because people will apply more pressure against tight ends this year?
Well, not Gonzalez and Witten, because they've been trying to cover them for a decade now, and it hasn't worked.
Gronkowski's due to drop off a little bit just because his numbers were so meteoric last year. But
meteoric.
I think with the addition of Lloyd and maybe Gaffney and some of the other you know, the running game, possibly. I don't know if Hernandez is going to have a chance to get numbers
one
equal
of the
to
reasons
100
why,
catches.
One of the reasons why I think the Patriots were so willing to pay him so much early was because they realize teams can do whatever they want, but this guy's just a mismatch nightmare.
Yep.
I mean, he is absolutely unique. You know, they come around once an era where you get a guy that is just – so naturally gifted in size and mentality and everything. And that's why they said, we got to keep this guy. We got to pay him. So he's going to continue to produce. There's no doubt.
He'll continue to produce.
Right.
he is going to come back to reality. It's what we said about Moss. When you have a special season like that, 17 touchdowns, the yards, he's still going to catch a lot of passes.
Oh, yeah.
He's still going to be productive. Sometimes it'll be productive as just a not a decoy, but being covered, being double and triple teamed and allowing other guys to make plays. But as Eric said, with Lloyd and the other guys, this offense should be fun to watch. And I think Hernandez is a guy that could have a real bump in production because I'm not sure he's quite on the radar as much as some of the other guys. And pick your poison. He might be the pick, and he'll poison
it. Dan also says, real quick, is it me or does B-Lo
suck? No.
Whoever does the hot dogs and sausages voiceover sound like a young Alan Alda?
I never caught
that. I would need a comparison side by side. Alan Alda's the guy from MASH, right?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would need... You know, if we had a good producer, he probably would have had ready there a soundbite from Alan Alda, a soundbite from B-Lo, and we could say, oh, yeah, he does or he doesn't. But, alas, we do not.
Jim, we were talking about international scouting the other day. He seriously, and he's not kidding, wonders why teams have never tried to draft Japanese sumo wrestlers as offensive linemen. Sounds dumb, but I'm totally serious. The skill set translates, and their size and strength would be unmatched.
Does the skill set translate? I mean, can they run?
Can
they pull?
Can
they do everything they need? Or do they just be fat
They're
bodies that can't
fat.
Move?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all those guys do is, like, collide.
Maybe
right?
center. You might be able to have a sumo wrestling center because, I mean, they only move here to here.
Maybe. But if that were the case, Paul would have been drafted a long time ago.
Japanese center.
He's got to snap it.
That's true.
Yeah, they have those massive, arms. I don't even know what you call them, like that extra thigh that hangs down.
If you're a quarterback, do you really want to put your hands under a diaper like that?
Remember Yokozuna?
Rikishi.
Oh, yeah, the butt face. Stink face, whatever it was.
Eric
and
has...
Going against that is a lot of centers are undersized.
Yeah.
You know, my theory that you don't move, but most centers are 295.
No, they have
they're
to
smaller.
Get up, they have to get up and
so,
out sometimes.
I just don't think any of those guys could move at an NFL level. I mean, as much as we make fun of linemen, they move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
would be kind of funny though to see a whole string of five offensive linemen that were all sumo wrestler sized.
Now, do they have to wear like pads, or are they going to just wear the thing?
Eric,
and if they came out like the old cowboys and they had a thing where they did like the boom and the boom, that'd be cool.
Eric in New York says, if the recent reports are true that the Patriots and Welker are roughly $6 million apart in guaranteed money, can one of you explain the incentive for the team to guarantee Welker the money he wants, which, to my understanding, is $20 million? As I understand, that would be essentially guaranteeing the franchise tag for this year and next year. That would mean the team is bearing all the risk if Welker gets hurt because they can easily just have him play out the tag this year and then tag him again next year if he is healthy and the team winds up paying him the same amount of money, $20 million. To me, the only way the deal will get done is if Welker's side comes down on the guaranteed money closer to the Patriots and in exchange for having a little more security up front.
Well, you're dividing the guaranteed money over 3 years, potentially. So you're lowering the cap number for this year.
Right. So it wouldn't be a two-year deal.
And even if you're paying the dead money in year three, say he's gone after two, every year has dead money. So that'll be new dead money that replaces dead money now for, I mean, I don't know what this percentage is, but I got to think it's 8%. Some, you know, every year is dead money. You would just have different dead money. You know, Tully Bantakane was dead money, or Brandon Merriweather, or any of these guys over the years, and... 3 years from now, you'd have some Welker dead money.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what else we have. A barbecue question from Brian. I sent in a ribs recipe.
Hot dogs
recipe
and sausages.
Week, and you said something about posting it online. I'm wondering where that would end up. I couldn't find it on the Patriots website, so I'm assuming it's elsewhere.
It's right on the front of the Facebook page.
And what is that page?
I mean, you're on it often enough. You should know.
You just... Search PFW in progress on Facebook and it'll pop up.
Okay. I don't know much about. So you type in PFW in progress.
That's why he's a douche.
Yeah. Facebook and it'll go right to the page and that's where your barbecue recipe is.
What else can be found there? Why don't you pump the page?
There's a lot of people have posted the Gronkowski pictures, the body issue of ESPN the magazine.
Are those his fists?
What do you mean?
Or are they?
No, those are those. Big foam ones that you
see, but
on.
They don't quite look big enough to be the fake ones. They kind of just look like they did something with lighting so that it's his
fist.
To make
it look like it was his hand.
No, if you look behind the scenes video, you can tell that they're...
I didn't know there was a behind the scenes video. I know why you went to the behind the scenes video. You wanted to see the Gronk spike.
The Gronk junk.
What is wrong with you? You're addicted to penises.
Junkowski.
They had the behind-the-scenes video, and so I watched it.
Just him. No women involved.
No, they had, like, the photographers and all that stuff, you know. So
no women. Why are you licking your lips when actually, talking about this?
She was a woman
you
photographer.
You have an issue.
She was a woman photographer.
The athletes he's talking about, the woman athletes.
Oh, no, it was just his behind the scenes.
I didn't really see the whole issue
Did
yet.
You
are there
see
any
the
hotties
woman yet, Andy?
Probably.
I was curious to see what you thought of that.
I also, somebody said that Gronkowski's on the cover.
Yes.
I got mine and he's not.
Yeah, see, he's also, we get two issues of ESPN, the magazine, because we have two subscriptions in my house, and one was Gronk and one was Tyson Chandler. So I have switching it up.
Parker. Candace
I think
Parker.
Switching it up, though.
But shouldn't New England get Gronkowski?
You would think so, yeah.
I mean, not that I...
Maybe they just did an even number of each one on the cover. I don't know how they did
point.
It.
Finally, I'll read an email from Josh from Waterloo. Hey, guys, in the European, he says. Spoiler alert, Kevin is a large penis. You know I can see if you were talking about the movie
Seven. Even worse, he's a small penis.
I can see if you were talking about the movie Seven that came out in 1995. Primal Fear, released in 96, or Fight Club or The Sixth Sense that both came out in 99. You can say they should have seen it by now. But Ted was out for 12 days. 12 days. And then you try and say, again, in a voice only a moron can have, go out and make $11 and watch the movie. I know I make more money than that dumbass makes, and so do the other people buying lunch for him.
Yep.
Maybe we should all save our money from the lunches so we can make sure to see movies on opening night so the douche doesn't ruin the next movie.
No, just don't let him order. Why should we be punished for this idiot?
Yeah. You order, Andy. I like that idea. You order every week.
You still have to make the order. That's your job. You just can't include a sandwich for yourself and dinner for yourself and lunch the next day for yourself and dessert
like
the next day.
This guy's onto it. I think you should order.
I'd be happy to have Matt order it. I've been asking Matt to replace you for months now.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I got him all defensive
you're
now. Now he's defensive and he's no. First of all, it isn't. I'll just ask Matt to order like he does, and he gets it right. We all get our right food. It comes in a timely manner, and he does it with a smile
sure
on his face.
The last two times he's ordered,
you on the other hand, we don't get what we want. All we get is bitching.
All right, I got to go. I got a meeting. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Sorry about the stream issues.
Okay.
We'll work on that for the next show. We will see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.